96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Fall is the best time to plant. Cooler evenings and warmer soil makes a super combination for growing. What a great time it is to plant. Goldleaf Nursery's fall sale is on now. Take 30, 40, and 50% off ground covers, shrubs, and trees. The fall sale is going on now at Goldleaf Nursery. You don't want to miss the savings. Goldleaf Nursery, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't miss the fall sale going on now at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to thank all who participated in the Iron Soldier Ride October 4th. It was a great turnout, and you helped us raise funds necessary to feed veterans at the holidays and pay for shipping of packages for our troops. Special thanks to Steve McCarley and everyone at Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo, plus all the generous sponsors.
At this time, we'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support. That number again, 378-2280.
There were both errors in judgment for which I'm totally responsible. I apologize. C-SPAN issued a statement revealing that the network and the Commission on Presidential Debates were made aware about Scully's fabrication on Wednesday. They said, "We are very saddened by this news and do not condone his actions. Starting immediately, we have placed Steve on administrative leave. After some distance from this episode, we believe in his ability to continue to contribute to C-SPAN." President Trump immediately went on Twitter and tweeted about it, of course. He said, "I was right again. Steve Scully just admitted he was lying about his Twitter being hacked. The debate was rigged. He was suspended from C-SPAN indefinitely. The Trump campaign was not treated fairly by the commission. Did I show good instincts in being the first to know?" That is, it's so typically Trumpian. "I was the first. I said it. 'Twas I." Okay, so Steve Scully was suspended. And then in the lead up to the debates, we had input in which many members of the media were very angry that NBC would even allow some sort of town hall with the sitting president of the United States. How dare NBC? This was supposed to be Joe Biden's night. It was Donald Trump who pulled out of that Zoom debate. Now, it turns out that Donald Trump was totally justified in pulling out of the Zoom debate because Donald Trump has been doing rallies. Donald Trump is healthy now. Okay, but doesn't matter. Members of the press were fighting mad. How could NBC counter-program Joe Biden with Donald Trump? I mean, Joe Biden's a good person, and Donald Trump's a bad person. We should never let NBC News ask tough questions of Donald Trump. So it was pretty obvious where this was going from the outset, right? As soon as NBC News started getting pressure, it was fairly obvious they were going to go to somebody like Savannah Guthrie and say, "Okay, we want you to grill the living hell out of Trump. I mean, we want this guy well done." The entire Hollywood infrastructure mobilized to tell NBC News how bad they were. According to The Hollywood Reporter, J.J. Abrams, Ana DuVernay, and Mariska Hargitay were among 100 top Hollywood players protesting at NBC's Trump town hall. I noticed none of them decided to forfeit their pay from NBC if they work for NBC. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the group wrote, "You are enabling the president's bad behavior while undercutting the Presidential Debate Commission and doing a disservice to the American public. More than 100 top showrunners, producers, and stars have sent a petition to Comcast and NBC Universal executives protesting the timing of tonight's town hall with President Donald Trump." Wow. The list of heavyweights who signed the letter of protest includes J.J. Abrams, Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay, This Is Us creator Dan Fogelman, and Ava DuVernay. Ooh, wow. You mean Hollywood celebrities don't like a thing that's happening, so they wrote a letter? The stunning bravery. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of stunning bravery, later on in the show, we're going to deconstruct some culture because Demi Lovato has put out a piece of unbelievably, incomparably stunning bravery. More on that in a moment. But first, when you use the bathroom, you close the door behind you, right? Because that's gross. And also, you don't want randos looking at you. So why would you let people look in when you go online? Using the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. It is a stupid move. Did you know that your ISP, like Comcast or Verizon, knows every single website you visit? What's worse, they can sell that information to ad companies and tech giants who will use your data to target you. ExpressVPN puts a stop to it. It creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity cannot be seen by anybody. I use ExpressVPN on my devices. It works on everything, phones, laptops, routers, so everybody who shares your Wi-Fi can still be protected even if they don't have ExpressVPN at all. The best part? Using ExpressVPN, it is as easy as closing the bathroom door. Just fire up the app, click one button, and you're now protected. So, if you're like me, you believe your online activity is your business, secure yourself by visiting expressvpn.com/Ben today. Use my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/Ben. You can get an extra 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben to learn more. expressvpn.com/Ben. Get an extra 3 months for free. The amazing, stunning bravery of people in Hollywood to signal that they don't like Donald Trump. I mean, my God, listen, the career risk it requires in Hollywood to say that you don't like the orange man bad, these people should all be given congressional medals of honor. These people, they're like the people who stormed the beaches of Normandy. They wrote a letter to NBC Universal saying that they're big mads and they have the sads about Donald Trump being on NBC answering questions from Savannah Guthrie. Oh, the bravery. Oh, the unbelievable courage. Honestly, as an American, I'm just proud of them. Fireworks going off. Screeching Eagle. Blue Angels. Do it, man. This is America. And our Hollywood betters, they know that we should never, ever allow the sitting president of the United States to do a town, a town hall on network news. That's bad. And my, again, risky stuff. I mean, this is just like going up against Joe McCarthy in the 1950s. This is what a moment. What a big moment for Hollywood. Standing up against the throngs of people in their industry who love Donald Trump. Frankly, I can't believe it. I cannot believe the incredible, courageous bravery of stunningness and stunning courageous bravery I'm seeing right now. The petition was sent to Comcast CEO Brian Roberts, NBC Universal Chairman Jeff Shell, and NBC Universal News Group Chairman Cesar Conde told the executives, quote, "You are enabling the president's bad behavior." They continued, "This is not a partisan issue. This is about the political health of our democracy." Oh, it's not a partisan issue, is it? Because any of those people on that list, Republicans? Like any? Like one? Any? No? No? Bueller? Bueller? The group includes such top NBC talent as Chris Maloney and This Is Us star Sterling K. Brown, as well as heavyweights Aaron Sorkin, Greg Berlanti, Ryan Murphy, and Seth MacFarlane. Wow, with a list of diverse political people like that, I mean, that is clearly a bipartisan letter. How dare NBC provide a forum for Donald Trump? NBC provided a statement from Dr. H. Clifford Lane, clinical director of the National Institutes of Health, in which he said that he and Dr. Anthony Fauci had reviewed Trump's medical data and concluded with a high degree of confidence the president was not shedding infectious virus. NBC had said it would not rely solely on Trump's doctor's word. Even before the petition was drafted, numerous current and former NBC Universal staff members had expressed anger and disdain for the network's decision to schedule Trump's events at the same time as ABC's event with Biden. "I don't think many of us are proud of this moment," one current NBC exec told THR. I love that. That's true bravery, is that not only are you quoted opposing a thing about Donald Trump, you do so anonymously. That's big braves. Wow. Former NBC executive Vivian Schiller tweeted, "The point of a news organization is to serve the public. This is the opposite. NBC News could literally run this any other day or any other time. Shameful." Former NBC anchor Katie Couric also tweeted, "This is a bad decision." Wow. Amazing. They wrote, "We believe this kind of indifference to the norms and rules of our democracy are what have brought our country to this perilous state." Okay, I'm just going to point out that if we're talking about indifference to the norms and rules of our democracy, you literally are backing a candidate who will not answer whether he pledges to kill the Supreme Court by packing it, kill the filibuster, pack the Senate with additional states. You believe that constitutional freedoms ought to be overridden at the behest of a bare majority of social liberals. So, don't lecture me on norms and decency when you're talking about whether the president should be able to answer questions on NBC News. Come the hell on. Absurdity. Absurdity at the highest level. But you know what? Adam Scott signed this letter. I mean, come on. So did Billy Eichner. I mean, if Billy Eichner signed a letter, if Billy Porter, I mean, St. God Billy Porter signed a letter, the guy who appeared at the DNC, it's nonpartisan, guys. Super duper nonpartisan. Well done, everybody. I mean, John Hamm signed this letter. I'm amazed. Kumail Nanjiani signed this letter. Patton Oswalt, the voice of the rat from Ratatouille, signed this letter. If Seth Rogen signed this letter, a dude who hasn't been not high for more than 30 seconds in the past 25 years, signed this letter, I'm on board. What a convincing show. Alec Baldwin signed it. My God, can you get more informed on politics than Alec Baldwin? Okay, so all of this was the lead up to the NBC News interview with Trump, which of course, the ratings are coming in. It would be a shock if Trump did not get bigger ratings than Joe Biden, but that really doesn't matter. All of this was the lead up to what the onus was going to be for Savannah Guthrie, and the onus was going to be on her to be extremely mean to Trump, right? It wasn't going to be an honest question-answer session. It was going to be, "So, Mr. Orange Man, how orange are you? Orange Bad Man, how bad are you? Orange Bad Fat Man, how fat are you?" And that was basically, that was in fact the tone and tenor of this entire thing. We'll get to that in just one second. First, let's talk about the fact that thieves are getting incredibly innovative at stealing your stuff without ever needing to break into your home. Now, COVID-19, what does that have to do with losing your home? It could have a lot to do with it. The FBI reports that since the virus struck, cybercrime is up 75%. Everybody knows your home. So instead, they're using cybercrime to grab your stuff. And it gets worse. The legal title to all of our homes is now online. And there is a crime. It is called home title theft. It is nearly everywhere. Cyber criminals find the title to your home online, and then they will forge your quitclaim deed, and then they will refile as the new owner of your home. And now you're off the title. And then they proceed to destroy you by taking out loans against your home. They'll steal the cash. They'll stick you with the payments. You might not even know until you get a late payment or a foreclosure notice. Home Title Lock will protect your home's legal title. Your home is the most valuable asset you have. It is your safe haven. Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier around your home's title The instant they detect tampering, they shut it down. You need to protect your most valuable assets. For most people, that's their home. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, register your address to see if you're already a victim, and then use code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com for 30 free days of protection. Okay, so all the pressure was on NBC News last night to be very, very mean to Trump. And Trump predicted this, right? Trump came out. It was perfectly obvious this is how it was going to go. Trump came out and he suggested that the only reason he was going to do the town hall was because it represented a free hour of television. And he said, I know I'm walking into basically an ambush. I would say half of Savannah Guthrie's questions last night were about bad things Trump has tweeted. And the other half were about why Trump is so bad on COVID. So Savannah Guthrie interrupted Trump. She had exchanges with Trump some 25 times last night, according to account from the Media Research Center, as opposed to Joe Biden, who was interviewed by a very friendly George Stephanopoulos, who basically got out the massage oils and went to work on slow Joe. He allowed Joe to not only speak, but speak at length. He asked him very non-difficult questions for Joe Biden. He didn't interrupt him nearly at all. That was not the tenor for Savannah Guthrie. Producer Colton was watching this in real time, and he was flipping back and forth. He told me this morning that if you wanted to back the narrative that Trump has created and has pointed out about the media disparity, all you had to do is flip channels. Because on one channel, you were watching Joe Biden have a cup of tea with George Stephanopoulos, former Clinton staffer Stephanopoulos. And on the other channel, you were watching Savannah Guthrie take out the old-style 1960s paddle and just whack Trump with it. Coming up, Savannah Guthrie continued to debate Donald Trump because she was, in fact, the debate opponent, not the moderator, last night. That's coming up. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Savannah Guthrie doing her utmost to stand in for Joe Biden in a debate. Let's show you some of Savannah Guthrie, because the story last night was not Trump. Right? I thought, again, when Trump was asked an honest question and allowed to answer it, I thought he handled himself fairly decently. The biggest problems for Trump were, once again, the man's Twitter finger is extremely, extremely fast. Right? He's got that hair trigger Twitter finger, and he fires off these tweets without thinking about them. And then he's asked about them, and because Trump has no oops in his body, he decides that he is going to double down on them. Those were the worst moments for him. But the real story of the night was indeed Savannah Guthrie showing her journalistic bona fides by harassing the president. Okay, so here she was debating Trump on mask wearing, and it really was a debate. I mean, as the Trump-Pence campaign put out a statement, they said, even though the commission canceled the in-person debate that could have happened tonight, one occurred anyway, and President Trump soundly defeated NBC's Savannah Guthrie in her role as debate opponent and Joe Biden's surrogate. President Trump masterfully handled Guthrie's attacks and interacted warmly and effectively with voters in the room. Over on NBC, it was a completely different scene, as once again, Biden was kept comfortable and away from any questions that might challenge him. Americans can see that President Trump is leading the country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's Tim Murtaugh, the Trump 2020 communications director. Whatever you think of Trump's performance, the characterization of how the media treat the two candidates is obviously true. Here is, you'll see the compare and contrast here. Here's Savannah Guthrie debating Trump on mask wearing.
If everyone wore a mask, you could cut expected deaths in half. 60,000 lives. Well, what does that
Scott
mean?
Scott Atkins, if you look at Scott, Dr. Scott, he's from great guy, Stanford. He will tell you
he's not an infectious disease expert.
Oh, I don't know. Look, he's an expert. He's one of the great experts of the world.
But I don't get it, because you have so much power and influence as president.
I'm
you could go to your, you could require it at your rallies, and you could say, everyone put on a mask right now, and the University of Washington says you would save lives.
University of Washington, then you have other places. Say different things.
Okay, so again, that is not Savannah Guthrie asking a question. That is Savannah Guthrie talking over him and not allowing him to answer the question. And by the way, there are a good number of doctors, including doctors for the Greater Barrington Declaration, which is now being basically suppressed by social media. The Great Barrington Declaration essentially suggests that if you are young and healthy, then you should be pursuing herd immunity. Right? If you're 20 years old, then you probably shouldn't be wearing a mask, as long as you stay away from people who are older and vulnerable. And when Trump says that there is still controversy over masking, there is controversy over masking. In Northern Europe, a lot of countries don't mask. Scandinavia does not mask. Okay, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't mask when we're in close quarters, particularly with elderly and vulnerable people. Again, I think that there's a fairly clear standard here. If you're alone on a beach, you shouldn't mask. I don't think that three-year-old children should be masking. My son is going to school right now. He is four. They are making him wear a mask. I think it's absurd. I think that four-year-olds masking is ridiculous. I don't think they can properly wear masks. I think even if they do properly wear masks, they're not at grave risk from this virus. I think if a four-year-old is in close coordination with a 65-year-old, that is a different story. Okay, that is what the science tends to show. Because again, if a four-year-old gets COVID, four-year-old is fine. If a 65-year-old or a 70-year-old gets COVID, math changes. Okay, with all of that said, that's Savannah Guthrie debating Trump. That is not Savannah Guthrie asking Trump a question. Okay, and it was like this all night. So she badgered him about voter fraud, right? Trump has said that there could be widespread voter fraud. And she said, well, no, there's no widespread voter fraud. And he said, right, there could be the possibility of widespread voter fraud, and we should be aware of that. And she just was not having any of it.
There is, in fact, no evidence of widespread fraud. And you were sowing doubt about our democracy.
How can you say that? You do read newspapers.
I do.
You do watch the news.
Yes,
I know you read the news, but you watch it.
I do.
Because every day they're talking about ballots that are corrupt, that are fraudulent.
And millions that are
sure.
being processed right
sure.
now.
Sure, but you can win a race. Take a look at me. You can win a race by 1%.
But why are you laying the groundwork for that right now? It's
I'm
like
not.
If I
don't
play tennis with my husband and I say my ankle's hurting
right now. You
know
what? I don't want that to happen.
Okay, well, what is she even talking about? Tennis and her husband and her ankle and all this? This was not a question, right? She wasn't asking him a question and then letting him answer the question and then hitting him with a follow-up. She was just lecturing him, which is what members of the media in Hollywood wanted her to do. I thought the worst exchange for Guthrie was clearly on white supremacy. Clearly. So Democrats, the media, they've had this lie that they've been promoting for years, which is that Trump is actually a white supremacist. Like, covertly, he's a white supremacist. He likes white supremacists. Okay, that is a lie. The media have never let go of this bone. And so they have been asking him in every single interview to condemn white supremacy. And he, in every single interview, does. And then they go, right, but you won't. And he's like, but I just did. And they're like, Bob, but you're not. And he's like, but I am. And they're like, yeah, but that was now 3 seconds ago when I'm asking you this question. So I'm going to need you to do it again right now. Because every second that passes means that what you said is in the past. So I don't believe you anymore. What are you doing right now? That's pretty much how this debate with Savannah Guthrie went. It was pretty absurd. Coming up, Savannah Guthrie's worst question. the ridiculous white supremacy issue once again cropping up. We'll get to it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hey guys, I'm Bob Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
And he's like, no, I really don't. And I really don't. No. And it was that, right? Do you condemn white supremacy? Sure, of course. But how enthusiastically? Are you going to go out there and, like, help me hunt down the KKK? And what do you think? Donald, let's go out there and do it now. You willing to do that? Like, what are you doing? Okay, so Guthrie was bad. That said, and Trump had some good moments. I mean, there were people who asked him kind of funny questions. One lady got up and told him he was very handsome, and you could see Trump glowing from the inside. It was pretty wild. But there were a couple of moments that were just bad for Trump. And the reason they were bad for Trump, and these are the ones that will, of course, go viral, is because Trump makes trouble for himself on Twitter. Twitter is very bad for Trump. I know. Everybody hates when I say this. It happens to be true. If Donald Trump had dropped his phone in a toilet on January 21st, 2017, he would be up in the polls by 5 points right now. No one needs a window into Trump's mind. It's kind of a crazy place. And the fact that Trump tweets out crazy things and retweets crazy things, and then he's asked questions about them, and then his natural instinct is to defend the crazy thing that he tweeted, is not particularly a good look. I mean, today, how bad is Twitter for Trump? Today, Donald Trump went on Twitter. There was a piece from our friends over at the Babylon Bee. Okay, and this piece over at the Babylon Bee, so Twitter had an outage yesterday for like 90 minutes. Twitter was just completely down. And Trump and the Babylon Bee wrote a piece making fun of Twitter, right, saying that Twitter had shut down all of Twitter in order to stop Trump. Right, that is obviously making a joke about the fact that Twitter shut down this New York Post story in order to stop Trump. Right, that was the joke. Trump immediately tweeted out that this was a real story. Right, Trump tweeted out that Twitter actually had done this. That big T, meaning Twitter, had done this. Twitter shuts down entire network to slow spread of negative Biden news. Wow, this has never been done in history. This includes his really bad interview last night. Why is Twitter doing this? Bringing more attention to Sleepy Joe and Big T. So what? He said that Big T was not a reference to me. It was rather a reference to Big Tech, which should have been properly pointed out in Twitter's fake trending section. Okay, does any of this help? I mean, that is... okay. So that's just a dumb thing that Trump tweeted today. Those kinds of things, they allow the media to avoid focusing in on Joe Biden, which is what Trump needs if he wishes to win. So Guthrie focused in on Trump's tweets, because this is the easiest way to do a negative interview with Trump, is to point out the fact that the guy tweets on the toilet all day long and that he tweets some dumb things. So here she was going after Trump on QAnon. Do you think that Trump has great familiarity with QAnon? Like, this is a pretty easy answer, is the truth. He should just say QAnon's stupid. This is garbage. But Trump will never do that. If the media prompt him to do a thing, he won't do it. To understand Donald Trump as a human being, all you have to know is that he was told not to look directly into a solar eclipse, so he took off his glasses and looked directly into a solar eclipse. I remember the picture. Right? Everybody else was, they had the glasses on, so they didn't damage their eyes. Trump's like, he's like, oh, look at me. I'm Superman. Check this out. And he just looks directly, right? That is Trump. So if the media tell him a thing, he will say precisely the opposite. So if the media are like, President Trump, there's a rumor online that you built the moon out of cow farts. You built it. Like, you make the farts material and you built the moon out of cow farts. There is that rumor going around online. Will you condemn that rumor? Trump's like, I don't believe you. And maybe I did. I don't know. Perhaps I'll have to investigate my people. Okay, so that's what happened with QAnon last night. This, of course, is going to be the viral clip. Stepping on rakes is not a good look. This is not smart. Now, again, several things can be true at once. Savannah Guthrie can be a horrifyingly partisan interviewer. And also, Donald Trump should not have tweeted this stupid garbage and then defended it. So here was Donald Trump defending sort of, kind of QAnon, sort of. Here was Trump going off on QAnon, which, by the way, is like eight people.
Disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse said, quote, QAnon is nuts, and real leaders call conspiracy theories conspiracy theories.
He may be
right. Why not just say it's crazy and not true?
He may be right. I just don't know about QAnon.
You do know.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Okay, so he says he doesn't know, and it's probably true. I mean, it's probably true. He doesn't sit around actually reading the QAnon theories. All Trump knows in politics is when people like you, then you just say nice things about them. This is true from Kim Jong-un to Vladimir Putin. This has been Trump's MO forever. If somebody says a nice thing about him, he immediately gives them the benefit of the doubt because everything is refracted through the prism of Trump's ego. Every single thing in the world is – this is his big problem as a person. It's his big problem as a president. Everything is refracted through the prism of his own ego. It's true for Barack Obama, too. It's just that Trump is he's much more gauche about it. Okay, same kind of thing yesterday. Trump retweeted a bizarre conspiracy theory about how Osama bin Laden was not actually killed on Barack Obama's orders, and it was all staged and crap like this. So again, this provides an easy avenue of attack for Savannah Guthrie, who went after Trump on this.
Why would you send a lot of that to your followers? You retweeted.
That was a retweet. That was an opinion of somebody, and that was a retweet. I'll put it out there. People can decide for themselves. I don't take a position.
You're not like someone's crazy uncle who can just retweet whatever.
That was a retweet, and I do a lot of retweets. And frankly, because the media is so fake and so corrupt, if I didn't have social media, I don't call it Twitter, I call it social media, I wouldn't be able to get the word out. And
is insufficient. Okay, it's true that he uses Twitter to get a message out. The messages he chooses to get out are very often stupid. So, Savannah Guthrie doing her best to justify NBC News even holding this event by going after Trump on issues small and stupid and really avoiding some of the larger issues in the country right now. Meanwhile, George Stephanopoulos over on ABC was giving Joe Biden a back rub. The entire news cycle over the last 48 hours has been about this Hunter Biden story, where it turns out that Hunter Biden was brokering influence in Ukraine. Not a single question from Stephanopoulos. Not one. We got questions about every other topic. No real hard follow-ups, but not a single question about Hunter Biden. No. Don't worry. The media are perfectly objective, guys. Joe Biden was having the time of his life, man. Things were just going fantastically. Now, that doesn't mean that Joe Biden said many coherent things. In fact, Joe Biden said many things that were quite bizarre, and some of them were quite radical. He changed his positions on some pretty core issues. So let's start with the bizarre and the radical. So Joe Biden was specifically asked about police action. He has said this stupid thing in the past, and he said it again last night. He suggested that we need to train the police to shoot people in the leg. This is a talking point by morons. This is a talking point for people who don't know anything about policing and don't know anything about guns. This is not Gene Wilder in Blazing Saddles, guys. I mean, first, honestly, if we're going to do this, then really, they shouldn't even shoot the attacker in the leg. What they should do is shoot the gun or weapon out of an attacker's hand. Right? That's what they should shoot the trigger finger. They should make it so that you can't pull the trigger finger like in the movies. This is what Joe Biden actually thinks. Okay, so the way that law enforcement actually works is that in the heat of the moment, when you have just a split second to react, many of the shots go wild. This is why you are taught to fire until the threat is neutralized. You are taught to fire at center of body mass, specifically because very often you cannot aim at a particular part of the body. This comes from somebody who obviously has never really tried handling a handgun, and certainly not in a pressure situation. This idiotic notion that you can train police to shoot at limbs is the stupidest garbage ever put forth by people who talk about guns. So here's Joe Biden. He's done this multiple times, and it's amazing. No one asks, where's the follow-up from George Stephanopoulos? Why is it that not a single police department in America trains people to shoot at limbs? Because you cannot do that. It does not work. Here is Joe Biden laying this forth because he's an idiot.
There's a lot of things we've learned, and it takes time, but we can do this. You can ban chokeholds, beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you, and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg.
Shoot them in the leg. Shoot them in the leg. That's instead of shooting to kill, shoot them in the leg. Uh-huh. That's amazing. I don't understand. Why don't the cops take out a lightsaber and just, like, you know, melt the bullets that are being shot at them and then go over and disarm the person by, like, cutting off their arm like Luke Skywalker does, or like Obi-Wan Kenobi or something? This is a presidential candidate who's supposed to be your serious presidential candidate. Speaking of serious presidential candidates, Joe Biden was asked once again on court packing. Once again, he declined to answer. He was not pressed by George Stephanopoulos. He said, don't worry. I'll tell you at some point. At some point, you'll find out. I mean, that point may never come. But sometime in the future, I mean, the future is full of murkiness and undecidedness. So at some point, I'll probably tell you. Here is Joe Biden not being asked a difficult question.
If they vote on it before the election, if they vote on it before the election, you are open to expanding the court?
I'm open to considering what happens from that point on.
You know, you said so many times during the campaign, all through the course of your career, it's important to level with
the
American
people. It is, but George, if I say, no matter what answer I gave you, if I say it, that's the headline tomorrow. It won't be about what's going on now, the improper way they're proceeding.
But don't voters have a right to know where you stand?
They do have a right to know where I stand, and they'll have a right to know where I stand before they vote.
So you'll come out with a clear position before Election Day?
Yes, depending on how they handle this.
Depending on how they handle this. I love that. Okay, so what should George Stephanopoulos' answer there be? Clearly, if you were a journalist, or if you were going to Savannah Guthrie this thing, he would say, okay, why not right now? Like, I'm looking at my watch here, Joe. And it turns out that today is, in fact, October 15th. And the election is going to be held in approximately 2.5 weeks. So you're running out of time. So why not do it, like, right now? What's preventing you from doing it, like, right now? And instead, Joe Biden's like, well, you know, I'm just not going to tell you. You know, everything's good. And George Stephanopoulos is like, okay, Joe. All right. Well, fair enough. Not fair enough. Oh, man. Okay. George Stephanopoulos. That's some harsh questioning right there. It shows you the media's standard for themselves. The media's standard is that if you are interviewing a Republican, you should act like Savannah Guthrie. And if you're interviewing Joe Biden, you should act like a doormat. That is the media double standard. And again, that doesn't alleviate the fact that Trump handled some questions badly last night and then he tweets dumb crap. These are separate issues. The media bias is very real. There's a reason conservatives distrust the media. There's a reason they distrust social media that continue to promote mainstream media. Okay, but back to Biden. So Biden said many, many radical things last night. And he said yesterday that small children should be able to transition. I know that we're just going to gloss over this thing, but this is insane. This is insane. So a mother of a child who believes that he is transgender, an 8-year-old, 8 years old, gets up and says, you know, Joe, what are you going to do for kids like mine, a boy who believes he's a girl, who believes he is transgender? And Joe Biden says we should allow 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds to transition. On a fundamental level, believing that an 8-year-old should be able to transition is madness. It's absolute madness. I have a 6-year-old. I would not let her choose how to cut her own hair, let alone how to shape her own sexual future. That's insane. And it's crazy. It's one thing you're talking about a 20-year-old. It's another thing. I mean, there are problems too. But if you're 20, at least you have the ability to think things through and consent. If you're 8, you don't. But here is Joe Biden yesterday basically standing up for the ability of 8-year-olds to transition.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'll make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination. There is no reason to suggest that there should be any right denied your daughter or daughters, whichever, one or two.
One,
your daughter, that your other daughter has a right to be and do. None. Zero.
Okay, it's not discrimination to deny a boy access to a girl's locker room. It is not discrimination to deny a boy 8 years old the ability to hormonally transition. The hell is he talking about? That is radical stuff. I know that the media portrays this as mainstream. That is deeply radical. And not only that, it will reach the point in American politics in very, very short order, because you're already seeing the early indicators, where if you as a parent say no to this, the government will intervene. And Joe Biden will back that. If you have an 8-year-old and your 8-year-old goes to school, your 8-year-old boy goes to school, and he says to the teacher, I feel like a girl today. And then, the next day, your 8-year-old boy goes to school and he tells the teacher, you know, I went home, I told mommy I feel like a girl, and mommy said, you're not a girl, you're a boy. The teacher calls Child Protective Services. Okay, we are this far from that. You watch. Within the next 5 years, this will become...
Shining Care reminds you, September is Healthy Aging Month. With the pandemic, we've extended Healthy Aging Month to include October with amazing events you won't want to miss, like the Aging Well Virtual Symposium, October 29th from noon to 1:30, a fun, interactive webinar for aging well into the golden years. You'll get practical tips from experts, useful resources, and find treasure prize clues for your chance to win a big cash prize. Keynote speaker Dr. Patrick Arbour from the Institute on Aging will give valuable information on decreasing loneliness, stress and anxiety, and building a healthier North State community by promoting making connections and supporting each other. Signing up is easy and free at www.shiningcare.org. Mark your calendar for the Aging Well Virtual Symposium, Tuesday, October 29th, noon to 1:30, presented by Shining Care and in collaboration with Cornerstone Community Bank, Wind River Resort and Casino, PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, and HICAP.
We're looking at earthquakes. We're looking at wildfires. Well, you might not be able to control world events, but you can control how you prepare for the future. And here's an easy way to prepare for the future. It's great. It's called the Harvestrite Home Freeze Dryer. Harvestrite's freeze dryer lets you preserve all your favorite foods in the comfort and convenience of your own homes instead of having to rely on those disgusting MREs. Instead, you can now rely on Harvestrite's home freeze dryer to make sure that you can preserve all of your favorite foods. With this affordable home appliance, you can easily create your own emergency food supply. Plus, you can freeze-dry camping meals, pet food, healthy snacks, and so much more. It's a healthier, more cost-effective solution for you and your family. Enjoy the freedom, flexibility, and peace of mind that comes with owning your very own home freeze-dryer today. Learn more at HarvestRight.com. Again, that is HarvestRight.com. Go check them out right now, HarvestRight.com, to get your Harvestrite home freeze-dryer. Prepare for the future. And again, take all that delicious food. Freeze dry, you're good to go in case of an emergency. HarvestRight.com. Go check them out right now. Coming up, we get to Moderate Joe, who apparently is now changing his tune about tax cuts. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you ready to vote? Using your voice is more important than ever, especially in these challenging times. This message is furnished by Headcount.org to help you get all the election and voting information you need, whether you're voting early or on Election Day. Headcount.org, your nonpartisan election information resource. Headcount.org.
I use my voice.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden had some words on masking and tax cuts. And of course, this is what makes him so presidential. So he was asked about masking. So Trump was asked about masking. Why don't you mandate masks? Why don't you recommend masks? Joe Biden had said he would be in favor of a national mask mandate. Then he realized that you can't legally do that. So his solution is, I'm going to ask local mayors to tell people to mask. Wow. Well, if Joe Biden asks people, clearly they're going to do it. Clearly, you're going to get local mayors down in the middle of Texas who are like, you know, Joe Biden called me. I think I'm going to tell everybody that they are forced by law to mask now. Here was Joe Biden last night.
You can't mandate a mask, but you can say you can go to every governor and get them all in a room, all 50 of them as president, and say, ask people to wear the mask. Everybody knows.
And if they don't, fine.
And they don't, no, not fine. Then I go to every governor, I go to every mayor, I go to every councilman, I go to every local official, say, mandate the mask. Man, say, this is what you have to do when you're out. Make sure you encourage it being done.
Wow, well, you know, that problem solved. He's asking people to do a thing. Incredible, incredible. Also, he did change his position on taxes. So finally, Joe Biden recognized that saying that he was going to repeal Trump's tax cuts raises your taxes, which, by the way, fact checkers had said was false. Right? They said that if you said that Trump that Biden repealing tax cuts was going to raise your taxes, then that was fact checked false. It turns out it was fact checked true. How do we know? Because now Biden is changing his position. He says, I'm not going to repeal all of Trump's tax cuts. I'm only going to repeal the tax cuts for the people who earn the most. Here was Biden subtly changing his position, which nobody apparently finds newsworthy.
What is your plan for either extending the tax cuts for the middle class or creating a new plan that further reduces those taxes?
I carry this card with me. When I said the Trump tax cuts, about $1.3 trillion of the $2 trillion in those tax cuts went to the top 0.1%. That's what I'm talking about eliminating, not all the tax cuts that are out there.
Oh, is that? Oh, because you said that you're going to repeal the Trump tax cuts. So now you're changing your position pretty publicly. Okay, just putting that out there, apparently. That is all that matters. Now he's changed his position, so I guess we're good now. Finally, Joe Biden concluded by saying he's going to be a unifying president, which comes as kind of a shock to everybody who's watched Joe Biden across the course of his career. A black voter asked him, so, you know, you keep saying things about race. I'm just wondering if you have anything to appeal to black voters with other than you're not black if you don't vote for me. And here was Biden's answer.
Unless we are able to treat people equally, we're just never going to meet our potential. But I think the American people want to see that happen. I think they're ready to see it happen. And I'll tell you one thing. If I'm elected president, you will not hear me race baiting. You'll not hear me dividing. You'll hear me trying to unify and unify with bring people together. When I said I was running because I wanted to unify the country, people said, well, there were the old days. We better be able to do it again.
We're going to unify again, says Joe Biden, a man who said that Mitt Romney is going to put black people back in chains. Yes, no one has been as unifying as Joe Biden over the course of his career, from criminal justice to now rejecting his own criminal justice in 1994, from suggesting that America is systemically racist to saying that you're not black if you don't vote for him. No one has done racial unity quite like Joe Biden. I mean, what a dude. What a stellar dude, Joe Biden. Okay, so that was the story of last night. The story of last night was these contrasts. Obviously, there are contrasts between Joe Biden and how he acts and how Donald Trump acts. And those were exacerbated last night by the media coverage. But here's the thing. No matter how the election goes, the media are going to be with us no matter how the election goes after the election. And the mask is off. The mask is completely off the media. It is very obvious exactly where they stand. They're being clear and obvious about it. They recast their responsibility over the course of Trump's presidency. They used to say that we were here to provide balance. Then they decided it was false balance to give any credibility at all to conservative claims. That was false balance, you see, because conservatism is false. Therefore, true balance is just butt-wiping liberalism while hammering conservatism. That's real balance because the facts require you to yell at conservatives and to be super nice to liberals. That's what facts require. True balance is not false balance. True balance is you ask hard questions to conservatives and you ask easy questions to liberals, and that's what the media are here to do. To me, that's a bigger and more long-lasting issue than whatever happens in the upcoming election in early November. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Presidential campaign beginning to heat up. President Trump stumping in the South today at a Protecting America's Seniors event in Fort Myers, Florida.
I will protect you, I will defend you, and I will fight for you with every ounce of energy and conviction that I have.
When it comes to packing the Supreme Court, well, Joe Biden still sounds a little unsure.
Well, I'm not a fan. I didn't say it depends on how this turns out. Not how he wins, but how it's handled. How it's handled. But there's a number of things that are going to be coming up, and there's going to be a lot of discussion about other alternatives as well.
And Biden promising to address that question more fully following the Senate confirmation vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett. By the way, Biden has been campaigning in Michigan. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey now says the company was wrong to block web links to a political story, a move prompting cries of censorship from the GOP. Dorsey says that straight blocking of URLs was wrong, and that Twitter has updated its policy and enforcement to fix it. Also at townhall.com, spending was up in September, retail sales rising for the fifth straight month. Officials saying that Americans spent more on clothing, cars, and sporting goods.
The Commerce Department says retail sales grew 1.9% last month. That's roughly triple August's increase of 0.6%. Retail sales have been recovering since plunging in the spring as stores and malls were ordered closed to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials up 112 points, S&P up just a fraction, while the NASDAQ was down 42 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At snapmedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-359-5939 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-359-5939 now to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call snapmedicare.com, 800-359-5939.
A group of Democrat lawmakers calling on the Senate leadership to oppose the confirmation of any nominee to an executive branch position who is a lobbyist or former lobbyist of any corporate client. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew has details.
In a letter to Senate Majority Leader McConnell and Minority Leader Schumer, 13 progressive members of Congress asked that they oppose such nominees for this administration or, as the letter puts it, any future administration. The letter stresses the request is not meant to offer what it calls a commentary on each individual person's character, but rather to make a statement of principle. A similar request from progressives sent to Joe Biden back in April has been criticized by black and Latino lobbyists. They say a broad ban of that nature could wind up shutting out minorities and threaten diversity. Bob Agnew reporting.
A judge refusing to block New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's order limiting worship to as few as 10 congregants in communities seeking spikes in coronavirus infections. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK must prepare for a no-deal break with the European Union unless there's a fundamental change of position from the bloc. He says the United Kingdom is seeking a, quote, Canada-style relationship with the EU based on friendship and free trade.
To judge by the latest EU summit in Brussels, that won't work for our EU partners. They want the continued ability to control our legislative freedom, our fisheries, in a way that is completely unacceptable to an independent country.
Federal health officials unveiling a new plan to get approved coronavirus shots to nursing home residents free of cost with the aid of two national pharmacy chains. No vaccine has been approved by the FDA yet. Distribution of that is contingent on that happening first. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not commitment to lend. Richmond L. Branch Manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to Rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Hunter Biden's emails come out. One of those emails suggests that Hunter Biden has brokered a meeting between a Burisma executive and Joe Biden. Joe Biden's people originally say it was not officially on the calendar. Then later they say, okay, maybe there was a little bit of a meeting. Now, that doesn't mean that Joe Biden shaped Ukraine policy in order to benefit his son, Hunter. It does mean that Joe Biden has for years been looking the other way while members of his family trade off his name to make money, which is a tacit promise of some sort of corrupt relationship between Biden and the rest of his family. Because if Biden were truly going to be the upstanding moral character that he purports to be, he would have said to his family, stop using my name in order to make money by promising access to me that I'm not going to give. That's not a moral thing to do. It may not be illegal for you to do what you're doing, but it is certainly corrupt. And Joe Biden could have, so the media didn't like this story. And so they decided to quash the story. So Twitter put out a standard. They said that we don't want to put out this story at all. They blocked people from tweeting out the URL. They blocked people's accounts if they did tweet out the URL. And they said they were doing this to prevent unauthorized material from getting out there, which, by the way, is every single news story for the last 50, 60 years, is an unauthorized leak. Half of news is unauthorized leaks. So it's fairly obvious what was going on. And the Biden team used the Twitter ban as a point in favor of the falsity of the story. So look at the circular reasoning here. A story comes out from the New York Post. The Biden team denies it. On the basis of the Biden team denying it, purely on that, based on nothing else, Twitter and Facebook decide that they're going to restrict the distribution of the story. Then the Biden team says, hey, look, Twitter and Facebook are restricting the story. It must be false. It's perfectly circular. Biden says it's false. Twitter follows Biden. Biden follows Twitter. It's unbelievable. Here was a Biden press secretary yesterday saying Twitter censored it, so obviously it's false.
I think Twitter's response to the actual article itself makes clear that these purported allegations are false and they're not true. And glad to see social media companies like Twitter taking responsibility to limit misinformation.
Oh, so now that Facebook and Twitter have declared it to not be worthy of distribution. Now, again, nobody's actually debunked any of the claims in the article. Nobody. And mainstream media have not done it. They didn't wait to even have a fact checker look at it. But if, by the way, you think that Twitter and Facebook just killed the story on their own, I have some doubts. I would love to see the call log between the heads of Facebook and Twitter and the Biden campaign. You know that somebody at the Biden campaign called them up and they were like, this story's false, it's Russian disinformation, kill it. You know that's how this went. You know that it wasn't just Twitter and Facebook on their own saying, oh, well, you know what, I think that we've got some problems with the story. A little more on that in a moment. But first, we've got to talk about internet freedom. So as you've noticed, social media companies, they are cracking down on the information that you can see. I mean, they're literally censoring stuff that they don't like. Well, shouldn't you be the one to decide what you want to read or watch, not them? Well, here's one thing you can control, their access to your data. For that, I use ExpressVPN. See, the problem with big tech companies, not only do they censor what you read, they track what you do online, and then they monetize all of that information. They use that data to serve you ads that can match your activity to your offline identity using your device's unique IP address. When I use ExpressVPN, these tech companies cannot see my IP address at all. My identity is masked and anonymized by a secure VPN server. Plus, ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from hackers and internet bad guys. If that sounds complicated, it really isn't. It takes 1 minute to set up ExpressVPN on your computer or phone. You tap one button, you are now protected. So, why give tech companies a free license to know everything about you and then turn around and sell off your data? It's your data. Instead, take back your privacy at ExpressVPN.com/Ben. You visit my special link, you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben. Go check them out today. How bad are our media? How truly awful are they at their jobs? So, Jake Sherman of Politico, Politico's playbook. He works for NBC News and MSNBC. He issued an apology on Twitter for having tweeted the link. I'm not kidding. Now, a normal journalistic response to tweeting a link from a mainstream paper like the New York Post and then being banned for it or suspended for it is, what is this service doing? Isn't this a crackdown on the free press? I've been told that every time Trump says something nasty about the press, that he is violating the rights of the free press. I keep hearing this over and over and over. Here, you have actual journalists being silenced on Twitter for tweeting out a link, and the journalists go on bended knee and ask for forgiveness. Jake Sherman tweeted this. I tweeted a link to the New York Post story right after it dropped yesterday morning. I immediately reached out to the Biden campaign to see if they had any answer. I wish I had given the story a closer read before tweeting it. Twitter suspended me. My goal was not to spread information. My goal was to raise questions about the story as I did in subsequent tweets and see how the Biden campaign was going to respond. They later did respond. My account is clearly no longer suspended. I deleted the tweet. Okay, the journalists deserve all the scorn they receive. Seriously, Jake Sherman is a top journalist. He does some good reporting. That's nuts. He tweeted out a link to another story. Twitter suspended his account, and he apologized for having tweeted the link. Imagine if this had come from the Trump administration, that Jake Sherman had put out a piece of information, and the Trump administration had done something in retaliation. That would be a violation of every First Amendment standard. Now, I understand the government is not the same thing as Twitter or Facebook. But the fact that he is apologizing for it is the problem, right? I'm not focusing in on the action so much as I am on the reaction. You have social media actively telling journalists they cannot tweet links that Twitter and Facebook don't like. And journalists going, oh, well, you know, if they say so, and if it was offensive to Biden, I guess I'm so sorry. I mean, this is a Maoist struggle session on Twitter. And frankly, until he actually brings some form of animal sacrifice in penitence for what he has done here, I think it's completely insufficient. Unless he does the work and does the reading, I think that Jake Sherman should not be let back into the good halls of society. It's amazing stuff. Hey, all of this is such a self-own by the social media companies, because the only people who are out there defending the freedom of the social media companies were people with conservative/libertarian leanings like me. And you just cut out all the ground from under us. Trump yesterday suggested that Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act should be rewritten to remove protections for companies like Twitter and Facebook. Now, I've been a defender of Section 230. Section 230 was originally written in order to allow people to moderate their comments. The basic theory was this. You had a comment section on a site like Daily Wire. It was being spammed with pornography, or it was being spammed with garbage or abuse, and now you could remove all of that content. Because before, the idea was that if you remove that content, then you were responsible for all the content in your comment section because you were editing it, and now you were legally liable in the same way as if I hire a writer over at Daily Wire. Communications Decency Act Section 230 says no, you're not responsible for your comment section, but you can curate the content so that you don't end up with a trash heap in your comment section. We're not going to punish you for making your comment section less garbagey. Okay, this has been used by Twitter and by Facebook to curate content in a politically partisan way, most obviously this time. Right? Most obviously this time. And that results in conservatives saying, okay, well, then maybe we should change Section 230. I don't think there's a legislative fix along that particular line. But there is an attempt right now in Congress to curb Section 230 in one particular way that's not completely objectionable. Here was Trump talking about Section 230.
He and his family are crooked, and they were caught. They got caught. Now they're being protected by big tech. and if big tech persists in coordination with the mainstream media, we must immediately strip them of their Section 230 protection. Okay, it's very simple.
Okay, so the problem, of course, is that that gets rid of any open thread site, right? It gets rid of Reddit, it gets rid of YouTube, it gets rid of our comment section. We'll just take down our comment section. If we become liable for what our commenters are saying, by dint of the fact that if you curate the comments, you have a choice. You can either curate or not curate. Now, and if you curate, you're now responsible for the comments. All commentary sections goes away. Right, this is the big problem. There is one proposal that's on the table that seems a little bit better. That is a proposal to change the standard in Section 230. So Section 230 says, no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be held liable on account of any action voluntarily taken in good faith to restrict access to or availability of material that the provider or user considers to be obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, excessively violent, harassing, or otherwise objectionable. It's the otherwise objectionable phraseology that people are now looking to change because that's a catch-all, right? I think we all agree. If somebody's posting porn in your comments, you should be able to remove it. I think if somebody is posting stuff that is obviously racist, you should be able to remove it. If somebody's harassing somebody in your comment section, you should be able to remove it. But there is a case to be made that otherwise objectionable is too broad because it basically is a catch-all that allows you to act as a publisher by default, right? That you're now editing your comment section to only allow commentary from NBC News, right? And so now you're basically responsible for, you're just a mirror of NBC News, right? That is the argument. And it's not a completely non-compelling argument. I think there is also a case to strip liability protections for fraudulent implementation of your own policies. So in other words, you take down a story and you take down a story, it's not in good faith. It is possible there should be lawsuits launched on the basis of the in good faith standard. Was this New York Post story restricted, quote unquote, in good faith? Was that done in good faith? It's very difficult to see how that was done in good faith. Maybe the New York Post has a lawsuit under Section 230, actually. So we'll see how all of that plays out. Bottom line is this. The social media companies just shot themselves directly in the foot. Like, really, really in the foot. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're joined on the line by Luke Coffey's director of the Douglas and Sarah Allison Center for Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Right now, there's a major conflict that is going on between Azerbaijan and Armenia. And I know everybody is thinking right now, who cares? Well, the answer is you should care, because this is actually a critical pathway for oil in the Middle East. It is a crucial pathway for the trafficking of goods. And there's some pretty serious possible human rights violations happening right now. It's kind of complex. I wanted to have Luke on to explain it. Luke, thanks so much for joining the show. Appreciate it.
Great, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
So why don't you start by explaining what the hell is going on over there? We've seen headlines about the Azerbaijani government using drones to kill civilians, Armenian civilians, in a disputed area of Azerbaijan. And obviously a lot of Armenians are up in arms worldwide, and it seems like rightly so, depending on the treatment of people in that area. Meanwhile, the Azerbaijani government, backed by the Turks, is saying that this is all about terrorists in that region. So what exactly are we watching right now?
Well, we're watching what we're watching unfold is basically a failure of about 30 years of international diplomacy. When the Soviet Union dissolved in the early 1990s, it created a lot of chaos in the countries of the former Soviet Union. And in the middle of that chaos, you had an ethnically Armenian region in what is internationally recognized to be Azerbaijani territory declare independence, and then they declared their desire to join Armenia, and then they eventually declared their independence. And in 1994, after a very bloody war between Azerbaijan and Armenia and these Armenian separatists living in Nagorno-Karabakh, there was a ceasefire. And the ceasefire has, for the most part, held since 1994, albeit there has been some skirmishes over the years, but nothing major like we're seeing now. And what has also not happened is a meaningful and lasting negotiated settlement to resolve this dispute. And I think Azerbaijan, after so many years of having almost 20% of its territory occupied, they decided to act now.
So what prompted them to act now? And this creates a weird sort of conflict in which the Russians seem to be backing the Armenians, the Turks seem to be backing the Azerbaijanis, neither one of those regimes particularly friendly to the United States or our interests. So, you know, Americans kind of want to see a good guy and a bad guy here. Are there good guys and bad guys here?
Yeah. Well, the region of the South Caucasus is very complex, and it's not black or white. And this is a great example of it. I mean, traditionally, it's been Armenia backed by Russia and Iran against Azerbaijan, which is largely backed by Turkey and Israel. It's interesting because you have this big power competition taking place in a region that is very volatile and very unstable to begin with. Strategic partnership between Israel and Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan provides Israel with 40% of its crude oil resources. On the other hand, Israel provides Azerbaijan with advanced weapons, which we're seeing used now. Azerbaijan, interestingly, is also home to the largest all-Jewish settlement in the world outside of Israel. So there is a strategic partnership between Israel in Azerbaijan, but also with Azerbaijan and Turkey. And, of course, Turkey and Israel do not get along these days. And then, of course, you throw Iran in there and Russia. So you can quickly see how this has the potential to really spiral out of control. And if the listeners are looking for a, you know, a good guy and a bad guy here, it's a very complex issue, and it's not black and white. But what I will say is you hear a lot about the religious dimension, the alleged religious dimension to this conflict, and there really is no meaningful religious dimension to this. Armenia, of course, is a Christian country. Azerbaijan is a Shia Muslim, albeit secular country. That, you know, interestingly, as I pointed out, is backed by Israel, and Armenia has the close ties with Iran. So again, it's not a very neat or clean situation at all.
So going forward, you know, for the United States, what exactly should we do? A lot of people, Joe Biden put out a statement about how Trump was neglecting the entire region. He suggested peace negotiations. But is there anything that the Trump administration could or should be doing in this region at all?
Well, there's not much that the U.S. can practically do right now. I mean, a lot of the power behind the scenes will be found in Russia and Turkey. These are the two countries, like it or not, that will be driving any sort of peaceful negotiated settlement here. But the U.S. does have a role in the broader peace process, because since 1994, we, along with France and Russia, have been the three co-chairs in something called the Minsk Group. And the Minsk Group was created in 1994 as the main international forum to help resolve this conflict. So the U.S. position right now should be what basically the State Department has been saying, and that is we support a negotiated settlement that recognizes the territorial integrity of all the countries in the region based off something called the Madrid Principles. Now, I don't want to get down these different rabbit holes because this is a very complex issue, but the Madrid Principles were an agreement from around 2009 where all sides agreed to a phased approach to ending this conflict. It included the withdrawal of Armenian forces from the Azerbaijani territory surrounding Nagorno-Karabakh. It called for then the resettlement of almost 1 million Azerbaijanis who were forcibly removed from their homes during the war in the 1990s to return back. But Azerbaijan would commit to a special corridor linking Armenia with Nagorno-Karabakh. And then when all these confidence-building measures were taken, then the specific question about the future of Nagorno-Karabakh would be decided. But whenever I read Joe Biden's statement, he sort of implies that the U.S. should roll up its sleeves and jump right into this conflict, which is not something that we should do or should even consider. And it also reads more like the Russian talking points in terms of how this conflict should be seen. So I think right now the administration has done the right thing by just sticking to its traditional position of its role as a co-chair in the Minsk group and sticking to these Madrid principles, which apply to the territorial integrity of all the countries in the region.
Well, Luke Coffey, Director Douglas and Sarah Allison Center for Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation, appreciate the time and appreciate the clarity.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
All righty. Coming up, we're going to be taking your calls at 855-236-3228. I wanted to make a quick announcement. Our friends over at the Independent Women's Forum and Independent Women's Voice, they're holding a March for All Women, I'm With Her rally to counter the so-called Women's March. They're doing this outside the Supreme Court this weekend. They're returning to the Women's March returns to D.C. the same day to protest Judge Barrett's Supreme Court nomination. But this year, the March for Women, I'm With Her speaker lineup is going to appear at the same time in Washington, D.C. So make sure that you show up. It's Saturday, October 17th, 2020. You can go check out the IWF for more information. Our friends asked us to announce this. They have a bunch of really great speakers, including Tammy Bruce and Heather Higgins, the CEO of IWV. Nan Hayworth, the former New York congresswoman, Kerry Lucas, the president of IWF, and a bunch more people. So if you want to stand up for all women, including conservative women, then try to attend that rally. I think that it is well worthwhile. Already coming up, we're going to be taking your calls, 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. Quick note, there is a lawsuit against Andrew Cuomo that is now proceeding. Andrew Cuomo has been using his police forces to go after Jewish communities, particularly singling them out as particular bad actors. Now, here's the reality. There's a wide diversity of opinion inside the Orthodox Jewish community as how to treat COVID. A lot of the areas that have already been really hard hit, they're seeing an increase in cases, but not necessarily an increase in hospitalizations, ICUs, or deaths, because most of the people who are going to die have already died. And so a lot of people are going back to yeshivot or going back to school or going back to shul. It is amazing, however, to watch as the New York government cracks down on the Orthodox Jews, treating those sorts of gatherings as absolutely verboten, while at the same time ignoring all of those BLM gatherings. They will say that it's Orthodox Jewish behavior causing a spike in those communities. Okay, fair enough. Why is it then that it's American systemic racism to blame when there's a spike in black communities in New York or in Hispanic communities in New York? Seems like there's a bit of a double standard being implied and applied. All righty, taking your phone calls coming up, 855-236-3228. Again, that is 855-236-3228. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce believes that the health of business is the most important factor in a strong, vibrant community. This is Jake Mangus, Chamber President and CEO. We work closely with local elected officials to ensure their policy decisions take into account the business perspective. That's why the Chamber puts its name behind candidates representing our community that best exemplify what our members care about. I'm pleased to announce the Chamber's local ticket for the upcoming election. The Chamber's Board of Directors gives its full endorsement to Assemblywoman Megan Dolly for re-election in California's 1st Assembly District. At the county level, the Chamber supports Supervisor Steve Morgan for re-election in District 4. And in the city of Reading, the Chamber supports Mayor Adam McElvain and former Mayor Julie Winter for City Council. Say it with me, Dolly, Morgan, McElvain, Winter. Help us re-elect this slate of business-friendly candidates by casting your ballot this fall. This ad was not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlling the candidate, paid for by the Reading Chamber Political Action Committee.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to thank all who participated in the Iron Soldier Ride October 4th. It was a great turnout, and you helped us raise funds necessary to feed veterans at the holidays and pay for shipping of packages for our troops. Special thanks to Steve McCarley and everyone at Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo, plus all the generous sponsors. At this time, we'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support. That number again, 378-2280.
And benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you ready to vote? Using your voice is more important than ever, especially in these challenging times. This message is furnished by HeadCount.org to help you get all the election and voting information you need, whether you're voting early or on Election Day. HeadCount.org, your nonpartisan election information resource. HeadCount.org.
I use my voice.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're taking your calls at 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. Bryce in Austin, Texas, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Bryce.
Hey, Ben. So far we've seen Trump claim that Biden's going to raise the taxes for lower and middle-income families. And we've also seen Biden refute this, say that nobody over $400,000 will see a tax rate increase. So what's the real situation here? What will lower and middle Americans see from a tax perspective under a Biden administration compared to what they see now under Trump?
So the quick answer is that what he says is that he's going to raise taxes on everybody above $400,000. If he were to get rid of the entire Trump tax plan, last night he sort of revised his language. He said, I'm only getting rid of part of the Trump tax plan. If he were to get rid of the top tax bracket plans for Trump, then he would raise taxes pretty significantly on people with individual incomes above $400,000. The plan details, it imposes a 12.4% Social Security payroll tax for wages above $400,000. It increases the corporate income tax to 28%. So that is a tax that will be passed on to both consumers and employees. If you increase corporate tax rates, then that means the corporation is paying more before it pays you. So that is sort of a problem. It gets passed down the line a little bit. They are going to increase the child tax credit and dependent credit, which is probably not necessarily a bad thing. It's going to repeal some components for high-income filers. This is according to taxfoundation.org. It reverts that top individual income tax bracket from 37% to 39.6%. As far as people who are sort of lower down on the scale, it is not going to increase their taxes in terms of the income taxes, according to his current plan. It does offer a bunch of other taxes that are probably going to increase taxes indirectly on people who make less than $400,000 a year. But he is correct right now when he says he doesn't plan to increase the income tax on people who are making under $400,000, at least right now.
Okay, thanks. And then second, when are you going to invite Comfortably Smug to your Sunday special show?
First, he has to identify himself. I mean, I may as well have him on Bobcat for president.
Put him behind the anonymous screen.
I mean, first of all, that would be hilarious. But frankly, I will say that Comfortably Smug is going to need to, you know, increase his profile before we talk about anything like that. Bottom line. Okay, so as far as Biden's tax plan, back to the actual substantive issue. When it comes to Biden's tax plan, there are a bunch of studies that talk about, you know, how it affects income of people on the lower levels. It is difficult to see how they repeal just the parts for the rich people. They said the Tax Policy Center analysis finds that in the early years of the tax plan, the impacts of the corporate tax increase would be offset by tax credits and deductions, By 2030, however, some middle-income taxpayers would see a tax increase, and that's according to a friendly study of Biden's tax plan. Again, they make indirect taxes on the middle class and the lower classes, but direct taxes on the upper classes. That is sort of the way that that is sort of the way that the Biden team approaches the tax issue. James in Indiana, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, James.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me on. Since the pandemic, I've gotten back into reading, particularly historical works. Right now, I'm reading The Fall of Paris by Alistair Horn about the Franco-Prussian War of 1870 to 71. But I was just wondering if you had any particular historical works you'd like to recommend, whether that be Bronze Age history or Roman or Greek classical literature or anything of the like.
So, I mean, there's tons of great history. I always recommend Paul Johnson. One of my favorite history books is Modern Times, which really traces the history of the 20th century. It's quite fantastic. All of Paul Johnson's work is super fun. I really enjoy the histories of William Manchester, who wrote some great biographies of Churchill, but also wrote some other really fascinating books on history. I've been working through the works of Richard Pipes. If you want to read about Russian history, Richard Pipes is really first rate. He's a historian who recently passed away. He has a great history of the Russian Revolution, and he has a very short history of communism that is worth reading as well. If you're looking for sort of historical novels, historically based novels, then I just got through a series on Cicero by Richard Harris that's really, really good. And he also wrote a great book on Dreyfus. His historical fiction is really well portrayed and colorful and easy to read. So Richard Harris is fun reading and pretty historically accurate.
Richard Harris, and you said Richard Pipes, was that P-I-K-E-S?
P-I-P-E-S, Richard Pipes. Yeah, he's a terrific
P-I-P-E-S.
Historian. I appreciate the call, James. And, broaden your horizons. I mean, you're stuck at home anyway. Colby in Texas, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Colby.
Hey, Ben, great show. I'm a daily listener and subscriber, so I appreciate everything you do and say.
Great. Thanks so much for subscribing and putting my kids through college.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. So we saw with the New York Post story that the media are completely covering for Joe Biden. I mean, we saw this as well with the town hall last night where Joe wasn't asked a single question about that story. So my question to you is this. As conservatives, how do we fight back against this cover-up for Democrats? And how do we kind of, you know, combat that by the mainstream media?
So, I mean, honestly, the only way to fight back against it via the mainstream media is the internet and through alternative sources like talk radio and podcasting. This is the big problem with social media. This is why I'm scared, really, quite frightened for the future of the country. Once the social media companies begin to actually use their power to bottleneck the flow of alternative information, then we really are in serious trouble. We could always say before, okay, well, sure, the New York Times has its distribution, but so does Daily Wire. But what happens when the main methods of distribution shut down? Because what used to happen is that people would go directly to websites. This is why websites used to focus an awful lot on search engine optimization. What happens if Google decides to crack down on particular search results? What happens if you can't get to the site you want via Google? What happens if Facebook, which has a billion people on it, what happens if Facebook starts to downgrade traffic to conservative links and websites or to the New York Post? What happens when it turns out that access to information goes away? That is why you're starting to see a lot of conservatives, even those with libertarian bents, trying to figure out alternative ways for people to access the information, either directly or, if a monopoly has been set up, talking about antitrust against some of these companies. Because if it comes back to you can only listen to the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, CBS, NBC, we've got a real problem on our hands. There's literally no other way to access the information. So, and that's what I'm scared of. That's why I think that the biggest issue right now, not just on the ballot, but for the country going forward, is the cancel culture, which is bleeding over into control of top-down corporations deciding to basically suppress content they don't like. And it's not just corporations like Facebook or Twitter or the social media companies. Again, up until now, Facebook has, I think, tried in some ways to actually keep the mediums open. But if you're looking at Amazon, Shelby Steele, who's a really excellent thinker on race, he was a winner of the National Book Critics Award. He did a documentary that I've seen called What Killed Michael Brown. And it's about, you know, speaking truth on America's racial issues. That documentary was killed by Amazon. Amazon was going to put it on its streaming service, and Amazon removed it from its streaming service because it cut against their BLM messaging. What happens when all the major corporations with all the power decide they're just not going to allow distribution for alternatives? It's really dangerous. Now, the answer to that long term may be that you build alternatives. But what if those are not viable? Mm-hmm. Or what if it turns out that the mechanisms you require in order to build an alternative have also been deprived of you? So one of the, let's say you build a website. The only way that people know about that website is because you're able to optimize it via searches on Google. What if Google cracks down on it? You're starting to see this from major corporations with regard to credit card companies saying that they will not allow credit cards to be used for certain purposes. And this is truly Orwellian and dangerous stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, and you know, as a hardcore conservative, you know, I've been against regulating any of these companies because, you know, what if the tables flip and Democrats take control and then we see a crackdown by them? But I mean, when you're like you're talking about the bottleneck of information through Facebook and Twitter, who are, you know, controlling at some point, you know, billions of people from getting information. I mean, I think something's going to have to be done.
I mean, it may well have to be done, and they're making their own bet, and they're going to have to lie in it if they continue this way. Colby, I really appreciate the call. Kate in Tennessee, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Kate.
Hey, Ben. I'm a huge fan and Daily Wire All Access member here and live right outside of Nashville and Franklin, and we are so excited to have you guys here.
Awesome.
My question is about, worst case scenario, if the left takes total power, say they take the White House, the Senate, they start passing gun confiscation laws and things go and over time in a more socialist, communist direction, do you think there's a real possibility for a splitting of the country into new countries, into, you know, a secession or something like that?
I mean, I do think that the only solution that is going to be possible is going to be a radical sort of federalism, where states just say to the federal government, we're not complying with this order. And then it's up to the federal government to decide whether they wish there to be, like, armed conflict. Because there are things that you could see the federal government do where states would actually step in and prevent it. So to take a quick example. So Joe Biden last night during his town hall suggested that 8-year-olds have a right to transition. Right. So he said that if you are 8 and you are a boy and you say you're a girl, that there should be no discrimination against you. Now, he didn't make clear what that meant. Well, people shouldn't be mean to you if you have, you know, obviously the disorder of gender dysphoria, but everyone agrees on that. That's not the question. The question is, do 8-year-olds have a right to transition such that if their parents say no, that Child Protective Services shows up? Hey, well, that sort of stuff is not going to get passed in Texas or Alabama or Mississippi. Let's say that the federal government, under the auspices of Democrats, says that there is a right for 8-year-olds to transition, and the government has, in order to protect the child, the ability to take a child out of the home if the parents do not wish their boy to be treated with hormones or something. Right? This is not, this sounds like a wild scenario. It is not a wild scenario. This was actually a case that was just adjudicated in Idaho, where great-grandparents were nearly denied the ability to adopt their own great-grandchild after they suggested that if that kid was transgender, they would not go through with the transition. The Idaho Department of Child and Family Welfare Protective Services said that they didn't want the great-grandparents to adopt the great-grandchild on that basis. Let's say the federal government, this is sort of a fringe example. Let's say the federal government decided to do that. Mm-hmm. Or let's say the federal government said that you're not allowed to send your kid to a religious school because religious schools teach bigotry. And if you send your kid to a religious school, then we are not going to accredit that school and your kid will be deemed to be truant if they don't go to a school that we approve. Well, are states going to stand for that? I don't think so. And people are going to be up in arms over it. So the only solution at that point is going to be for states to say to the federal government, listen, we're in for like nationalized tariff policy. We are in for national defense. We are not in for you controlling us top down. And then the federal government's going to have a choice to make. I think that as the country splits socially, particularly because those are really the hot button issues, that becomes more and more of a possibility. And as the left's agenda becomes more and more invasive in terms of the home, that's really where the rubber meets the road. There are a few key issues for conservatives where you cannot move us. Invasion of our religious liberty, invasion of our home, and I would say a gun grab. And the easiest example to see is a Democratic Senate, Democratic president. They call for a mandatory gun buyback across the country. You think Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Georgia, Florida, you think everybody goes for that? I think not.
I hope not.
Okay. I appreciate the call. And I, of course, hope none of it comes to any of that, which is why people should actually recognize the constitutional freedoms that we are entitled to under the legal system of the United States, instead of believing that those freedoms ought to be ground under the boot of a socially desirous left. We'll get some more of your phone calls in just a second at 855-236-3228. First, let us talk about those chompers. There's not a lot to smile about these days, but one day you will smile and you'll strip off that mask, and underneath will be a set of beautiful chompers. And what will have made those chompers so beautiful? The folks over at Candid. Candid clear liners. They're comfortable, removable, practically invisible, unlike wire braces. so you can transform your smile without anyone noticing. Plus, your treatment is prescribed and monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. It's all done from the comfort and convenience of your own home. Candid only works with orthodontists, never general dentists like other companies. Plus, your supervising orthodontist will be with you every step of the way. With Candid, your treatment includes remote monitoring by the same orthodontist who created your plan. You're never going to have to wonder how you're doing. You'll always know, which I love. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months. You'll start seeing results way before then. It costs thousands of bucks less than braces. So, start straightening your teeth today. Right now, all my listeners can save $75 on Candid's starter kit. Head on over to CandidCo.com. That's CandidCo.com/Ben. Use code Ben. That is CandidCo.com/Ben. Code Ben. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. CandidCo.com/Ben. Use code Ben right now and make sure that those teeth look beautiful. Make sure of it right now. CandidCo.com/Ben. Use code Ben for $75 off. Alrighty. Coming up, more of your phone calls, 855-236-3228. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw
in... This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us. While we all feel helpless, remember there is much we can do to protect ourselves, our family and friends, all of us. Simply get in the habit of wearing a mask and maintain 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you feel sick. It takes all of us to combat COVID-19. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Ethan in California, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Ethan.
Good morning. I just wanted to first off thank you for initiating a move out of California that kicked off my family moving out of California, and we're going to be moving to Texas.
As the Babylon Bee suggested, I'm parting the waters of the Colorado Sea. Follow the Colorado River. Follow me. Governor Newsom, let my people go.
I saw that, and I had quite a laugh. Anyway, so my question is, Herman Cain got COVID, and he got better, and then he ended up passing away. And so if, God forbid, that happened to Trump, he were to die or be incapacitated and Pence took over between now and the election, would he debate Biden? I mean, I can see Biden backing out and saying whatever excuse he can come up with, but what would be the rules in that scenario? And Epstein did not kill himself.
Well, I mean, thank you. I will always laugh at that joke. I will never not laugh at that joke. Okay, so Ethan, as far as that question, first of all, thank God it's more theoretical than practical, considering that Trump has now tested negative twice for COVID and is no longer shedding the virus. So Trump is fine at this point. But let's say, going back a week when it was unclear what was going on with Trump, if Trump had, God forbid, passed away, if Pence had then taken up the mantle, presumably there would have been a debate. And there would have had to be a debate because Pence would insist on it, and it would be very difficult for Biden to avoid it, given the fact that Pence would be picking up the mantle from a president who had passed away. Now, again, thank God it's theoretical. You know, Trump is fine. You never want to wish ill health on anybody, obviously, certainly not the sitting president of the United States. So, Ethan, I appreciate the call. Congratulations on moving out of California, and follow me to freedom. Dan in Chicago, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Dan.
Hey, Ben, how are you? I just wanted to ask you, I guess it's more of a philosophical question, if you think that there's a correlation between atheist leftist victim isn't stemming from no God, no objective morality, no individual responsibility, no ordered system, and then that kind of turns people that I have to change the system because I'm just a randomized cog in the machine. So I guess atheist leftist victim, is there a progression?
I certainly think there's a connection. I don't know that you necessarily have to progress from atheist to leftist to, you know, victimization, but certainly Marx thought that there was a deep connection between these things. He thought that religion, which told people that they had individual responsibility and that, you know, God was in charge of things, that was actually blinding to people, and that if everybody was defined by the system in which they lived, because we were essentially, as Rousseau suggested, we were born free, but we were born free human beings, but in chains. Chained by the systems in which we live, and that we had to break free of those chains. Workers of the world, unite. That was sort of the Karl Marx proposal. So there's a reason why communist countries have attempted to ban God, have attempted to ban religion. Religion focuses very much on the general precept that you are responsible for your own actions before man and before God. And atheism focuses more on the idea that you are a determined human being, not like determined as in like a quality of a human being, but that your life is predetermined for you. That your system defines you, that your natural predilections define you. And the only way to change any of that, bizarrely enough and counterintuitively enough, is for you to change the system. So the hole in that particular thinking is that you get a lot of people who say, I can't change my own life, but I can change the entire system. Well, obviously, it's a lot easier to change your own life than it is to change the entire system. The left relies, however, on the lie that there are going to be powerful people like them, the people in charge, who are going to fix everything for you. So I do think that there is a connection. It's not necessary. Let's put it this way. It's necessary, that connection, but it is not sufficient. You can be an atheist and also be a conservative. I know plenty of them. Dan, appreciate the call. See, Raphael in North Carolina. You're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Raphael.
Hey, Ben. This is more personal, probably for me and you, based on the Jewish religion. I'm Jewish. I'm Israeli. And since I came here to the United States, I saw the movement of the reform and, let's say, conservative movement in a Judaism religion. And I would like to hear your thought about them. I mean, I'm mostly a secular, but I still keep my Jewish tradition, and I put my tefillin on. But here, when I came here, so it's kind of weird. I didn't know how to react to this. So what is your basically idea on those movements?
So America is a little bit different. American Judaism has broken into branches. In Israel, there really are no branches. The Reform and conservative movements are very much an afterthought in Israel. Basically, they're the Orthodox, and then they kind of break down into a few areas. There's Orthodox and traditional, and that's pretty much it. There's no formal Reform movement in Israel that is very effective. There's no formal conservative movement in Israel that is very effective. And particularly in the Sephardic community, which is a lot of Israel, there are a lot of Sephardim who are, you know, Jews of Spanish or North African origin or of from the Arab countries, a lot of Sephardim may not necessarily hold by everything halakhically, may not hold by every area of Jewish law, but when they go to synagogue, they go to an Orthodox synagogue. So they're the kind of folks who will have a cell phone on them on Sabbath, but when they actually go to pray, they're going to turn the cell phone to silent, and then they'll go pray in an Orthodox synagogue. You don't see that so much in the United States, particularly in the Ashkenaz community. It's not done great in the United States, to be honest with you. I mean, I think the Reform and conservative communities have basically started to fall apart. They're losing members at an extraordinary rate. And there's a reason for that, which is that, as with all religions, religions that tend to stand strongly for their core propositions tend to do better than religions that give away the core propositions in favor of faux popularity. This is true for Protestantism. It's true for Catholicism. The areas of Catholicism and Protestantism that are growing are the ones that hew more closely to a sort of traditionalist viewpoint on their own religion. Appreciate the call. Okay, in just a little while, we'll be talking with Senator Marsha Blackburn about restricting Section 230 and its application to social media. Plus, we'll be doing a little bit of Bible talk next hour. It's a Friday, and I'm trying to bring that back a little bit, do something uplifting, because everything else is so darned depressing. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Although many election polls show him trailing Joe Biden, President Trump points to indications that approval of his performance is somewhat understated.
We have the greatest level of enthusiasm, they say, I don't know, that they've ever recorded. And by the way, one other thing. Gallup came out with a poll the other day. You saw it, right? 56% of the people in a pandemic are better off now than they were under the Obama Biden. And it's the best number, I think they said, ever recorded. And we're in a pandemic.
The president, citing a statistic which is suggesting many election tracking polls may be very inaccurate.
62% of the people polled, this was Gallup, I think, 62% of the people polled, right, said they're lying. If that's the case, we're going to have the greatest landslide in history. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if I should be honored by it, but we'll take it. I probably shouldn't be talking about it, but we'll take it.
Mr. Trump campaigning Friday in Florida and in Georgia. Also at townhall.com, State of California getting a reprieve on its request for wildfire disaster relief.
The Trump administration reversed course and approved a previously rejected California application for disaster relief funds to clean up damage from 6 recent wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement Friday he'd just gotten off the phone with Mr. Trump, who approved the major disaster declaration. A spokesman for the White House said House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy had urged the president to reconsider.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. The White House had earlier said that FEMA had rejected that request simply because it was not supported at the time by data needed for approval. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Riot police in Bangkok cracking down on thousands of protesters.
Using water cannons to scatter protesters, onlookers and reporters, police in riot gear tried to secure the downtown rally zone while student protesters swiftly moved down the street to another large intersection. The protests follow the Thai Prime Minister's rejection of calls to stand down. The demonstrators had gathered in torrential monsoon rains to push their core demands for a second day, defying an order not to gather, imposed after some had heckled a royal motorcade. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge has now ruled that prosecutors have provided enough evidence to move forward with a trial for five Michigan men. They're accused of plotting to kidnap the state's governor. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Trump administration has finished work on a regulatory rollback that weakens an Obama rule shutting down coal ash ponds that lack adequate linings.
The U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that unlined ponds needed to close. The revised rule goes around the court order by letting utilities demonstrate their unlined ponds pose no reasonable probability of adverse effects. The process for determining safety could keep ponds that were scheduled to close open for many more years.
That's correspondent Jennifer King. The EPA says the rule changes are expected to save the industry anywhere from $40 million up to $135 million every year. Coal ash, a byproduct of burning coal for power, and contains arsenic, mercury, lead, and other hazardous heavy metals. U.S. coal plants produced 110 million tons of ash and waste each year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Encourage, frankly. Well, we'll get to that a little bit later on when we deconstruct some culture ribbons on that in a while. Plus, things we haven't done in a while, Bible talk. The Jews, I know, cover your ears, Andrew Cuomo, the Jews have started reading the Bible all over again, so I have a little bit of Bible talk for you at the end of today's show. But we begin at this hour with the latest controversy on the left. If you think that if Joe Biden is elected, all controversy on the left disappears, prepare to be mistaken. Dianne Feinstein is a very left person in the United States Senate. She is not a moderate. She's a hard left senator. I know, because as of 5 minutes ago, I was a resident of California. I spent my entire life, basically, with Dianne Feinstein as one of my senators. Well, Dianne Feinstein took part in this hearing for Amy Coney Barrett. The hearings were fairly smooth. Democrats kind of made asses of themselves, but that is usual during a judicial hearing. At the very end of the hearing, Dianne Feinstein thanked Lindsey Graham for what was sort of a civil hearing, a normal civil hearing, which, again, is nice, because last time they did this routine, they accused a now-sitting justice of the Supreme Court of being a gang rapist. So it didn't go that way. Feinstein thanked Lindsey Graham, and then she hugged Lindsey Graham, and here's what that sounded like. Okay, and that was Graham going in for the hug, because, like, why can't colleagues treat each other nicely? Well, now it's on. Now it's bad. Liberal groups are calling for Dianne Feinstein to be deposed from the Judiciary Committee after she hugged Lindsey Graham. Not kidding. According to Demand Justice, a left-wing organization that aims to reshape the Supreme Court, they put out an ad. They said, we launched this ad calling on Senator Feinstein to fight like everything is on the line, because it is. She didn't. We're calling on her to step down as leader of the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee. The organization's executive director is Brian Fallon, the former press secretary for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. He tweeted, keeping Feinstein as the top Democrat on Judiciary Committee is a monument to our side's weakness on the fight for the courts. He then put out a separate statement saying that Feinstein, quote, has undercut Democrats' position at every step of this process, from undermining calls for filibuster and court reform straight through to thanking Republicans for the most egregious partisan power grab in the modern history of the Supreme Court. Also, a bunch of Democrats said that Dianne Feinstein had lost it and that she was senile. So it's okay to say it about Dianne Feinstein, a member of your own party. But if anybody says it about Pelosi or about Biden, it's because they are ageist in some way. If you do not think that this stuff is going to break out into the open, this debate between the left and the far left in the Democratic Party, if Joe Biden should win and if the Democrat should the Senate should turn Democrat, wrong you are. It will indeed break out into the open, because there is very the hatred of Trump is papering over an enormous amount of internal division inside the Democratic Party. OK, meanwhile, there were dueling town halls last night, dueling town halls. It's as exciting as it sounds, just shockingly exciting. Now, the lead up to the town halls, people were very angry that Donald Trump was even being given a slot. NBC actors and producers sent a letter to NBC complaining. Such heroism. A group of Hollywoodites, which includes several current NBC stars, according to The Hollywood Reporter, wrote a memo to top NBC Universal and Comcast brass saying, you are enabling the president's bad behavior while undercutting the Presidential Debate Commission and doing a disservice to the American public. What is that disservice exactly? Well, the Presidential Debate Commission said there shouldn't be a debate this week. They did it based on nothing. They didn't consult medical experts or anything. Trump is not shedding virus, according to Anthony Fauci, who, as we all know, is the greatest of all medical sources in human history. In terms of rankings, it goes Anthony Fauci, Jonas Salk, Hippocrates. That's pretty much the ranking right there on medical authorities. Even he says Trump is no longer shedding virus. So he totally could have had a debate last night. But the NBC Hollywoodites, who know better than all the rest of us, they think it's very, very bad that NBC even allowed a town hall with Donald Trump. It was mean and bad and terrible and bad and mean. How dare they? They put out an entire letter to NBC. They said, this is not a partisan issue. This is about the political health of our democracy. And nothing says democracy quite like depriving the president of the United States from being interviewed on national television. When I think democracy, I think censorship. That's what I think. How about you guys? Okay, so that was the lead up. So what that meant is that all the pressure was on Savannah Guthrie of NBC to be very mean to Trump. And the meaner she was to Trump, the more she would be cheered. Now, listen, I'm fine with anchors being mean to candidates. I don't care. I think it's good. I think the left should interview Trump, and I think the right should interview Biden. What I think you cannot do is have the left interview both Trump and Biden. So you get one town hall in which the Republican is getting grilled, and you get another town hall in which George Stephanopoulos basically massages down Joe Biden. I mean, you know, the biggest story in America for the last 72 hours has been this Hunter Biden corruption thing. Not a single question about it from George Stephanopoulos, of course. It was mostly like, so you're a nicer man than Trump. Can you talk about just how nice you are? Meanwhile, Savannah Guthrie on the other network was like, so you're a Nazi. What do you say, President Trump? So Savannah Guthrie got all sorts of plaudits for her incredibly aggressive interview with Trump, earning herself a slot in the Biden White House, presumably, or a slot on 60 Minutes. Same kind of thing. It turned into a debate with Savannah Guthrie. So here was Savannah Guthrie, I thought most egregiously, badgering Trump about white supremacy. And this, I thought, was indicative of the entire evening. The media are obsessed with the idea that Trump is a secret white supremacist. He is, of course, not. But here is Savannah Guthrie going full Kathy Newman in her interview with Jordan Peterson. You remember that interview where she kept saying, so you hate women? And Jordan was like, no. And she's saying, so what you're saying is you hate women. He's like, no. So last night, Savannah Guthrie was like, so you love white supremacists? And Trump was like, no. And she's like, yeah, but what you mean by no is yes. She's like, no. That's how the exchange went.
I denounce white supremacy, okay?
You did.
I've denounced white supremacy for years, but you always do it. You always start off with the question. You didn't ask Joe Biden whether or not he denounces Antifa. I watched him on the same basic show with Lester Holt, and he was asking questions like Biden was a child.
Well, this is a little bit of a dodge.
Are you listening? I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
What's your next question?
Do you feel, it feels sometimes you're hesitant to do so, like you wait to be.
Here we go again. Every time, in fact, my people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy.
Okay, he says it four times right there in the period of about 45 seconds. She's like, sometimes it feels like you're hesitant. He's like, I condemn white supremacy. But you're hesitant, Mr. President. I'm not. I just literally said, I condemn white supremacy. You won't ask Joe Biden about Antifa or Black Lives Matter, but you're asking me every other day about white supremacy. And every other minute, she's like, but you're hesitant, aren't you? He's like, but I did 1 second ago. She's like, yeah, but that was a second ago. That's now in the past. Savannah Guthrie. What a performance. Variety said it was the performance of a lifetime. Performance of a lifetime. She also badgered Trump about mask wearing. She didn't let Trump answer the question because we all know that masks are the greatest thing that God has ever created. It doesn't matter, by the way, that most of Northern Europe does not mask. It does not matter that there's open debate over the circumstances or the type of mask you're wearing or how you're supposed to wear the mask. I've been very clear about my own perspective on this, which is you should wear a mask when you need to, namely when you're in a crowded area with vulnerable people. If you're 20 and you're at a party with other 20-year-olds and you can afford a couple of weeks for quarantine, then I don't think you should bother, frankly. If you're 20 years old, the risk to you is extraordinarily low. As long as you're not going anywhere near anybody who is actually vulnerable or old, then you are actually moving the country toward herd immunity. But that is the declaration not just of me, but of actual epidemiologists like Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford University, who we had on the radio program yesterday. Okay, but Trump was badgered over masks because masks are, of course, the cure-all. Here was Savannah Guthrie.
If everyone wore a mask, you could cut expected deaths in half.
And then you have other people that disagree.
Well, what does that
Scott
mean?
Scott Atkins, if you look at Scott, Dr. Scott, he's from great guy, Stanford. He will tell you
he's
that
he's not an infectious disease expert.
Oh, I don't know. Look, he's an expert. He's one of the great experts of the world.
But I don't get it because you have so much power and influence as president.
I'm
you could go to your, you could
way,
require it at your rally, and you could say, everyone put on a mask right now. And the University of Washington says,
University of Washington, then you have other places say different things.
Okay, well, she doesn't want him to answer the question. Now, again, I think that Trump probably should tell people at the rallies to wear masks if they are in close contact with other people who are elderly or vulnerable. I think he should. I'm just going to note that Savannah Guthrie has no such worries about people masking up for BLM rallies. She has no such worries about people masking up in close quarters for causes that she agrees with. But, you know, all of that is stuff that Trump could say. She was very, very aggressive. Meanwhile, you turned over to the other channel and George Stephanopoulos was just giving Biden a back rub. So, a couple of examples. George Stephanopoulos, last night, he asked Joe Biden about court packing. There was no follow-up. There was nothing specific asked. Joe Biden just avoided the question, and George Stephanopoulos was like, okay, well, I guess we'll just move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how this works. Again, it's the brick for Trump and the feather for Biden. Here was George Stephanopoulos with Joe Biden.
If they vote on it
that's
before the election,
way.
If they vote on it before the election, you are open to expanding the court?
I'm open to considering what happens from that point on.
You know, you said so many times during the campaign, all through the course of your career, it's important to level with
the
American
people. It is,
but
George, if I say, no matter what answer I gave you, if I say it, that's the headline tomorrow. It won't be about what's going on now, the improper way they're proceeding.
But don't voters have a right to know where you
they
stand?
They do have a right to know where I stand. They'll have a right to know where I stand before they vote.
So you'll come out with a clear position before Election Day?
Yes. Depending on how they handle this.
Depending on how they handle this. By the way, according to Joe Biden's own logic, this is crap. How do we know? He keeps saying the reason Republicans should not be confirming a judge is because people are already voting, right? He keeps saying this. People are already voting right now. Millions of people have already voted, so shouldn't he give his position? No, of course not. And George Stephanopoulos won't press any further than, well, don't the people deserve to know? Well, yeah, they do, and I'll tell them later. Tell us right now. Right now. Why won't you say right now? Why is 2 weeks before the election not sufficient? By the way, that wasn't even Biden's dumbest comment of the day. Biden told a town hall audience member that the cops should be trained to shoot people in the leg, which is the dumbest crap ever said. There's not a single police force in America that says this because it is not possible. Okay, we don't all live in 24 where Jack Bauer can shoot somebody from 200 yards with a handgun in a specific limb, knock off the pinky toe. Here was Joe Biden being an idiot.
There's a lot of things we've learned. And it takes time, but we can do this. You can ban chokeholds. Beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg.
Shoot them in the leg. I mean, why do you got to shoot to kill? Just shoot them in the leg. Just use Wonder Woman's lasso and, you know, tie them up. Just take a lightsaber and chop off their foot. A lot of things you could do, Joe Biden. But this is, it was more of an expose of the media than it was of the candidates. You got exactly what you thought. Trump said some things that were good and warm. He said a lot of things that were weird about QAnon. And then you got Joe Biden, who tried to seem good and warm and unifying, meanwhile saying incredibly divisive things. Like, for example, he said last night that 8-year-olds should be able to transition. That's exciting stuff. That if you have an 8-year-old boy who says he's a girl, that person should be able to transition, a child. Here he was last night.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'll make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination. There is no reason to suggest that there should be any right denied your daughter or daughters, whichever, one or two.
One,
your daughter, that your other daughter has a right to be and do. None. Zero.
Okay, except that for the fact that that's a boy and the fact that you are now suggesting, because there's a corollary to this, of course, which is that next the state demands that you as a parent greenlight your child transitioning at the age of 8. That is the next step. Because for the left, whatever is accepted is now mandatory. Right? That is where this goes. Okay, we'll get to more of this in a second. Plus, we're going to talk with Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee about cracking down on the big tech companies that are cracking down on conservatives. But first, let's talk about your earbuds. So, using a pair of premium wireless earbuds, that is the best way to listen to anything, especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycons, they're just great. In fact, I just gave a present of some Raycons to my brother-in-law. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, those are the best ones yet. 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, and noise-isolating fit. Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet, no dangling wires, no stems. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure they are the best pair of wireless earbuds for you. Why would you pay more for earbuds that don't work any better, don't fit your ear properly? One of the things I like about my Raycons, they are customizable. They come with this card. The card has several fits on the actual ear, so that way you can make sure that these things fit directly and properly in your ear as opposed to the one-size-fits-all versions. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Ben. That is buyraycon.com/Ben. Buyraycon.com/Ben for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. That's buyraycon.com/Ben. Go check them out right now, buyraycon.com/Ben. Ready? Coming up, we'll be joined by Senator Blackburn from Tennessee. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. She, of course, serves on the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, as well as the Judiciary, Veterans Affairs, and Armed Services Committees. Senator Blackburn, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Oh, delighted to join you. Thank you.
So you've been pushing a piece of prospective legislation cracking down on the ability of social media companies to censor content that they find politically inconvenient. And that is highly relevant this week when we saw both Twitter and Facebook crack down on a New York Post piece that was a negative toward Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. They didn't give a good excuse for it. They basically suggested that the story might be false in some way that they had yet to specify. And then they banned people from tweeting the link. They actually shut down any attempt not only to tweet the link, but they actually shut down accounts from people like Hayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary. They shut down links from the House GOP that linked to the New York Post. Facebook said that they would actively suppress the story. And your bill is designed to prevent stuff like this. So, Senator Blackburn, I want to give you a chance to sort of lay out for the American people what exactly that bill proposes, because as people who listen to my show know, I am very skeptical of government oversight bodies generally with regard to private industry. I'm very skeptical of the government running social media or anything like that. But that's not exactly what your bill does. So I wanted you to spell it out for folks.
Oh, absolutely. And as a component of moving these Section 230 reforms forward, we had already issued subpoenas from the Commerce Committee to the CEOs of Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Now, they have agreed to appear without subpoena to come voluntarily to us on October 28th. That was already in the works. And then you have what transpired this week with the censorship that took place. Now, the Online Freedom and Viewpoint Diversity Act is the legislation that I had created in conjunction with Roger Wicker, who chairs the Commerce Committee, and Lindsey Graham, who chairs the Judiciary Committee. These are the two committees that have oversight of the virtual space. What this would do is to turn Section 230 into a shield for new start companies and a sword for big tech, who is clearly overstepping its bounds and has taken this shield and basically made it an opaque wall and said, look, we are going to subjectively decide where something fits with our community standards and terms of service. So this legislation would say there is limited use. It would prohibit your big tech companies when they're doing this content moderation as it is from misappropriating the use of the liability protection, which is what they've been doing. You know, this was put in place when technology companies were new. This was put in place in the mid-90s. And Congress, even though for the last 8 years I've been trying to address these issues of content moderation and privacy in the virtual space, no one wanted to join me on that for fear of the backlash from big tech as these companies grew and scooped up more market share. But then now people are saying, and see, we issued these subpoenas with every member, Democrat and Republican, voting yes. And we did this 2 weeks ago. And the situation has only gotten worse. And yesterday with the New York Post story, you see the subjectiveness of what they did. And they still haven't fully retreated. They've made some adjustments, but they have not fully changed their position. So they are set to come before us on the 28th. We will discuss with them the liability shield, my legislation, putting specific language in there, taking away the phrase they use to practice this subjectiveness is the phrase called otherwise objectionable. We're taking that out. We're giving them specific wording like promotes terrorism, promotes personal harm, is unlawful. So we're giving them these specific definitions. Now, another thing that we're doing, and this is something that pertains to people like you who are creating content and then putting it out not only in the virtual space, but over the airwaves. What we do is to define who is an online content creator so that it separates publishers of content from things that are said in a comment section. And it shows the difference between editorializing or creating that content and then just making a comment about existing content. So in an overview, that is what we are doing. The wheels are already turning. I'm as frustrated as everybody else with the unruly conduct, if you will, of the big tech companies and their hesitancy and their resistance to listen to the American public. These guys have said they want to be the public square. If they're the public square, freedom of speech is practiced in the public square. And they need to be aware of that. And I still, it sticks, it just is infuriating to me. You know, Mark Zuckerberg said once in the past that Facebook worked more like a government than a company. Well, no, they don't. They have to abide by the rule of law like every other company.
Well, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, really appreciate the time, and folks should give her bill a look. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Coming up. So, I've never seen a more brave and stunning move. A Hollywood starlet is now putting out a song about how she doesn't like Trump. It's brave. It's stunning. We'll get into it. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Okay, so it's time to do something that we haven't done in a while. It's one of our most popular segments. Last time we did this, we analyzed the glorious, Shakespearean, brilliant song WAP, which was about moisture states of genitals. And it was a very important statement for feminists, is what we learned. We learned that to criticize that song meant that you were in some way sexist or that you were sexually starved in some way. We learned many things, actually, in the course of analyzing that song. Well, now we have another glorious piece of culture from the great artist Demi Lovato. So Demi Lovato has put out a song. The song is titled Commander in Chief. How important is this song? This song is so important. So important. The 26-year-old singer shared a screenshot on her Instagram stories of a comment she received after releasing the music video. The comment read in part, "I hope you realize this makes people that don't have the same political views feel like they can't listen to you anymore. I'm personally ashamed to be a Lovatic right now, but no matter how hard it is, I'm not letting this song change my feelings about you, especially after everything you've helped me with. I really hope this doesn't ruin your career, Demetria." Lovato shared her response, in which she stated she had a right to her own political views. Celebrities aren't just around to entertain people for our entire lives. I mean, literally, you're an entertainer, so actually that's the part we care about the most, to be honest with you. Just like my plumber, I mostly care about his plumbing. He has political views, I mostly care about the plumbing. Lovato says, "I literally don't care if this ruins my career. This isn't about that. My career isn't about that. As much as I would like to be sad that I disappointed you, I'm too busy being bummed that you expect me, a queer Hispanic woman, to silence my views and beliefs in order to please my audience." I mentioned bravery earlier on the show. The stunning, stunning bravery, both stunning and brave. How could it be so stunning and so brave? I mean, it's just, frankly, sometimes you're just in awe at the bravery and the stunningness of the stunning bravery. And this is one of those times. A Hollywood starlet, a musical star in the Hollywood firmament, put out a song about how Trump is bad. Guys, she doesn't care if it ruins her career. The risk to her career is so grave right now. I mean, I cannot think of a bigger career risk than being in an industry where literally everyone wishes that Trump were dead. And you saying that you don't like Trump. I cannot, like, the career risk there is insane. I cannot wait for Demi Lovato's next song, I Like Gay Marriage. That's going to be like, oh my God, the career risk in Hollywood saying that she likes gay marriage? Wow. How about her next, her album? It should be called Racism is Bad. And everybody would be like, oh my God, she said it. Finally, someone said it. And the career risk, I mean, my, if she says racism is bad, man, she's taking her career into her own hands. Amazing, amazing stuff. Like, what, wait, hold up. What if she sang a song and the song were, the Bible is wrong? In Hollywood, wow, the blowback. But she said something even more controversial than any of those things. Donald Trump is a mean, bad orange man who's fat, orange, and mean. And you are not allowed to say that in Hollywood. If you talk about somebody who's really taking a risk, somebody who's really stepping out front, willing to take the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune in order to defend a belief system that is deeply unpopular with her peers, it is Demi Lovato in Hollywood saying that Donald Trump is a mean, bad man. So she put out this song. It is indeed spectacular. I mean, it is somewhere. I learned, by the way, so many things during that WAP debacle. I learned that people on the left don't understand basic humor. So you could do like a full 10-minute segment, a laughing 10-minute segment about how dumb the song is. And you can cynically analyze the medical conditions necessary to have to require a bucket and a mop. And somehow people will take you seriously if it serves their purposes to do so. So I feel like we should really take this as seriously as possible. Okay, I'm going to try not to be sarcastic or caustic in any way when I analyze this song, Commander in Chief, because I've learned that people on the left have no sense of humor at all. So we'll try to be deeply serious in our analysis of this. I learned, by the way, during that WAP debacle, I learned that if you can kind of rhyme words that are super obscene, but not really rhyme them, but kind of come close, like in the general neighborhood where the vowels sound similar, they're not even like the same vowels, but like kind of similar. And if you can make a music video with vaginal fluid flowing out the front door, literally flowing out the front door of a home. If you do that, it's just like The Merry Wives of Windsor by Shakespeare. This is what I learned. I learned that this was like a cross between Shakespeare and Beethoven. That's what I learned. So, I mean, our standards have been set quite high here. So we'll see if Demi Lovato can hit those standards. More on that in a second. But first, you may have noticed that we're getting quite close to Election Day here. That means that the polling is open in a lot of states already. If you live in Ohio, early in-person voting has already started. Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, now a bunch of crucial battleground states, the voting has already begun, which means you need to get active. If you're a conservative and you've been emailing me, and many of you have, what can I do? How do I get involved? Here's the answer. Head on over to KeepAmericaAmerica.com right now. They'll get you the most trusted, up-to-date voting information. While you're there, please commit to take one person to the polls, just one, or help them complete a mail-in ballot. The 2016 election was decided by thousands of votes, not millions. 350,000 of you across the country have already gone to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. I'd love to see that number reach a million or more. Make this the biggest get-out-the-vote effort in conservative history. One, the left-wing media cannot ignore. Do a little bit or do a lot, but do your part, because you're going to regret it if we hit November 5th, and it turns out that if you had done just a little bit more, the people you want to win would have won. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com right now. It's a crucial election. I'm not just talking about the presidential election. I'm talking about the Senate races. If Democrats were to take the presidency and the Senate, man, your rights would be in serious danger. Help stop that possibility right now in its tracks. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. That's KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Here is Demi Lovato warbling Commander-in-Chief, which I haven't, I'll be honest with you, I've only seen some of the lyrics. I haven't actually listened to the song, but I can guarantee you that because it's so stunning and so brave, it is also artistically incredible. Before I even listen to it, I know that it is a piece of artistic genius. I know that when we write the list of songs that aliens 1,000 years from now will look at when they try to discern the best of human civilization, this will be up there. It will be like Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. It will be Hamlet. And it will be Demi Lovato's Commander-in-Chief. I haven't even listened to it yet, but I know because of the bravery, because it is just so brave. So here's some bravery being super brave, courageously, courageous, stunning. Go. It's already great. Nothing's happened yet, but it's already... Oh, close-ups of people. Close-ups of diverse people.
Were you ever taught when you were young?
That girl sounds just like Demi Lovato.
You mess with things, officially the bound are coming down.
Oh, I get it. She's lip-syncing it.
That's been affected and resented every story of fun, and I'm a lucky one.
Wow. That old white guy sounds exactly like Demi Lovato.
Have suffered enough, haven't they suffered enough?
He's wearing a MAGA hat, too.
But you can't
And here's a guy who apparently is Sikh. And he's also saying, they all have the same voice.
Fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get up on pain? We're not pawns in your game.
Oh, everybody's getting angrier and angrier.
Honestly, if I did the thing,
everybody is very upset in this music video. Very upset. Oh, wow. It's a bunch of close-ups, a moving close-up of very diverse people of various weights, genders, orientations, colors, all singing the same song and lip-singing to Demi Lovato, because Demi Lovato is all of us. Wow. This is so moving. I mean, you can tell whenever there's the meaningful piano chords underneath, like, imagine. That's how you know people are super into it. I will say that it is kind of weird when there are these, like, super masculine men singing in Demi Lovato's voice. It's a little weird, but it's... The best part of this song is that it never exits a range of about 5 notes. Oh, 6 notes. Okay. Everyone is so sad in this video. But I get it. I get why everybody is sad. By the way, most diverse casting call of all time for this video. So very exciting stuff, obviously. And now we're back to Original Girl. Okay, well, that was fun. I hope you enjoyed that. Oh, the camera's moving again. Oh, and now we've reached the apotheosis. Among the stars, Demi Lovato singing. Among the stars. Everybody else is against a black background, but Demi Lovato is all of us. She's like a godlike figure placed amongst the stars as we close in on her face. She's also very upset, Demi Lovato. It turns out that she was like Mr. Smith in The Matrix. All the other figures were just representations of Mr. Smith. The Matrix was everything, all the others were just fakes. Here is the real human, Demi Lovato. And she's seriously. Oh. Okay, so this is just, it's grand. She's, wow. Okay, oh my god. This is okay, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry, I tried to stay serious, but this is self-parody. So I'm going to read you the lyrics, because I was talking over some of them. And I think they deserve to be given their full poetic respect. Here are the lyrics. Ready? Were you ever taught when you were young, if you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone? I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story you've spun. And I'm a lucky one. Because there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with flares and praying for rain. Do you get off on pain? We're not pawns in your game. Commander-in-Chief, honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? Well, that changes everything. Because what I got there is a compelling case that Donald Trump is a big meanie who does mean things and is really mean. Well, mind blown. She explained to CNN. We have to turn up and vote because it's so important our voices are heard. And honestly, for me, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, just get out and vote. No, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I don't think you want Republicans voting. A little more on that in a moment. But first, so folks, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show, we have a bunch of other shows over at Daily Wire, and they are all worth listening to. Let Andrew Klavan tell you about his show.
Hi, this is Andrew Klavan, host of The Andrew Klavan Show. And I know what you're thinking. You're asking yourself, what can a best-selling novelist, brilliant screenwriter, genius-level satirist, and sexually compelling older gentleman bring to political commentary that you can't get from some fat-faced blowhard screaming self-certain right-wing bromides into a microphone until your brains pour out of your ears like melted candle wax? And the answer is laughs. Lots of laughs. That's right. You see, every free nation that becomes great is eventually destroyed by a hapless cadre of left-wing nudniks who were given everything by their forefathers but proceed to throw it away in a bacchanal of guilt and decadence, plunging the country into chaos, disillusion, and tyranny. And folks, if you don't find that hilarious, well, you're obviously not listening to my show. But it's not too late. There are new episodes Monday through Thursday on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, or DailyWire.com. So get tomorrow's news today guaranteed 100% correct as we laugh our way through the fall of the Republic on The Andrew Klavan Show.
She said that her inspiration for the song was this. There's been so many times I've wanted to write the president a letter or sit down with him and ask these questions. And then I thought, I don't really actually want to do that. Yeah, I know, because you might get an answer. And I thought one way I could do that is writing a song and releasing it for the whole world to hear. Then he has to answer those questions to everyone, and not just me. By the way, this song was co-written with Julia Michaels, Justin Tranter, and Aaron Cannata. This is one of the things that I love most about our current musical scene, is that it takes four writers for that. Beethoven did all 9 of his symphonies by himself. Shakespeare did all of his plays by himself. That took 4 writers. Slow clap for the bravery and the stunningness. Well done, Demi Lovato. You've changed the world. A groundbreaking piece of culture that put your entire career at risk. Ah, man. Wow, that was just... There are no more words. There are no more words. There's only the heartache of knowing. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
931 800-516-9931.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
I'm going to do something that actually is a bit of high culture. It's called the Bible. I know people on the left hate this. On the far left. And really, like, there are people on the left who actually don't hate the Bible. But we have now begun anew the book of Genesis. So every year, the Jews, I know, Chris, Andrew Cuomo, turn off the show right now, Andrew Cuomo. I said the Jews. Turn it off. You too, Bill de Blasio. I know they're very scary. I'm going to talk some Jew. Okay, so every year, the Jews, we repeat the cycle of the first 5 books of Moses. Right. So we started that anew this week. The first part of the book of Genesis is, of course, the Parsha of Bereshit, which is the creation of the world. I want to focus in and what I think is the single most important story in human history. I'm not talking about the story of Adam and Eve and the snake and the garden. That one's real important. But I'm talking about something else that is indicative of all human relations. Okay, I'm talking about the story of Cain and Abel. So we're going to give it a bit of a close read right here, because I think that in order to understand anything that goes on with politics or human nature, you have to understand human beings have not changed. Human nature has not changed. This is why when you see people on the left say things like the Constitution was written in 1787 and then it was ratified in 1789. Like, what does that have to do with us today? Human nature didn't change. Human nature has not changed for thousands of years. There is an innate human nature. That human nature tends towards sin. It also tends toward the ability for greatness. And that's the story of Cain and Abel in a nutshell. So here is the story of Cain and Abel. It's really short and it's incredibly meaningful. It is less than a chapter, and it essentially ends. It's about 16 verses. So here we go. Now the man knew his wife Eve, this is Adam, and she conceived and bore Cain. And she said, I have acquired a man with the Lord. And she continued to bear his brother Abel. And Abel was a shepherd of flocks, and Cain was a tiller of the soil. So Cain is agriculturalist. Now it came to pass at the end of days that Cain brought of the fruit of the soil an offering to the Lord. And Abel, he too brought of the firstborn of his flocks and of their fattest. And the Lord turned to Abel and to his offering. Okay, so already we are faced with two questions. One, Cain seems like the good guy here, right? Cain is the one who initiates the whole, I want to bring of my fruit to sacrifice to God and express my gratitude. It's Cain's idea, not Abel's. And then God turns to Abel, not Cain. So this brings the second question. Why is Cain being ignored by God? To Cain and his offering, he did not turn. It annoyed Cain exceedingly. His countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you annoyed? And why has your countenance fallen? Is it not so that if you improve, it will be forgiven you? If you do not improve, however, at the entrance, sin is lying, and to you is its longing, but you can rule over it. There's a beautiful section in John Steinbeck's East of Eden that's all about this, right? The word timshal, that you can rule over it, that you have an evil inclination, and your job as a human being is to learn to rule over that evil inclination. So people for thousands of years have talked about the question, why did God favor Abel over Cain in this particular scenario? And it occurred to me reading it this year that God actually is not favoring Abel over Cain. In accepting Abel's offering, it's not really that God is doing something nice for Abel while doing something cruel to Cain. He's actually doing something nice to Cain. He is offering him the opportunity to do what his parents could not. He's offering him the ability to grow beyond himself. He's offering him the ability to repent. He's offering him the ability to get better. Right? God literally gives him a lecture. And this is the divine speaking to humankind and saying to all human beings, sin lies at your door, but you can rise above it because you are better than this, because you have the capacity to change yourself. You have the capacity to make your own life better by recognizing where you have failed and then working to rectify that breach. Right? It's an inspiring message. But Cain takes it exactly like most human beings take that message, which is he gets angry at reality. He's angry at reality. And he takes that anger out on Abel. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. We have no idea what they said. Right? It doesn't relate the conversation. It came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? Okay, so why is God playing hide and seek with Cain here? God knows exactly what happened. He's God. Right? He does the same thing with Adam. It's really interesting, the parallelism. After the sin in the garden, God says to Adam and Eve, what did you do? He knows what they did. And they don't fess up. Instead, Adam blames Eve and Eve blames the snake. And so both of them are punished. So God is now giving Cain the same opportunity. He's saying, where is Abel, your brother? And what he wants is for Cain to confess. He wants Cain even now to repent after killing his brother. He wants Cain to repent and improve. Every moment you have before you die is an opportunity to improve. And Cain said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And God said, what have you done? Hark, your brother's blood cries out to me from the earth, which is some of the most stirring language in all of the Bible. And now you're cursed even more than the ground, which opened its mouth to take your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the soil, it will not continue to give its strength to you. You shall be a wanderer and an exile in the land. Okay, and then Cain said to the Lord, is my iniquity too great to bear? So here's the part of the story that people tend to ignore. Cain gets the message. Cain actually gets the message, right? Because really he should die for having committed murder. But Cain gets the message. When he says, is my iniquity too great to bear? He's acknowledging for the first time sin. Adam never really acknowledged that he had sinned. Eve never really acknowledged that she had sinned. Cain acknowledges that he sins. Right? He uses the word in Hebrew, it's Vayomer Kain El Hashem, Gadol Avoni means so. Right? Avoni is my sin. This is the first time in human history that somebody is acknowledging a sin. He says, behold, you're driving me off the face of the earth. I shall be hidden from before you. I will be a wanderer and an exile in the land. It will be that whoever finds me will kill me. Now, buried in that language is one particular phrase that, again, gets overlooked. I shall be hidden from before you. Right? Mipanecha Esther. That before your face, I will be hidden. And what he's longing for is that connection with God anew. This is Cain repenting. So Cain actually does get, the story of Cain and Abel doesn't end with the killing. It ends with human beings realizing we do have the capacity to repent. And what does God do? God forgives him. He says, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be wrought upon him sevenfold. And the Lord placed a mark on Cain that no one who find him slay him. So now God has placed his explicit protection on a murderer because the murderer repented. And Cain went forth from before the Lord. He dwelt in the land of wanderers to the east of Eden. Cain knew his wife. And then you get the entire lineage of Cain. And he goes and he creates cities, right? His children create cities. Now, what is the purpose of having that story in there? The story is not really about Cain and his descendants because they really become irrelevant to the story of the Jewish people, which follows in the five books of Moses. The story there is about humanity. We all have the capacity to recognize our own sin and to get better. We all have the capacity to recognize that we have done evil things and to repent. We all have the obligation to recognize our own sinful nature and to work to move beyond it. I've said before something that sounds very harsh. For the vast majority of people, if your life sucks, 90% of it is probably your fault. This is true for me. It's true for everybody. Not 100%. People have circumstances. And for some people, 90% of their life sucking is not their fault. But for the vast majority of human beings, your choice and your fate is in your hands. And that is the story of Cain and Abel. If you let jealousy overcome you, if you fight against the reality, which is that you have a sinful nature, if you fight against the reality, which is sometimes life ain't going to go your way and you need to change and adapt to that reality, if you fight that, then you end up being condemned. If, however, you get the message, Team Shaul, if you rise above it, then you become a better, a different human being worthy of God's protection. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Americans should not feel hesitant to call upon God to defeat coronavirus.
Speaking in North Carolina Thursday, the president had just publicly extended best wishes to campaign staffers of Senator Kamala Harris, who had recently tested positive for coronavirus. He pointed heavenward and said, we need greater help.
Masks, no masks, everything, you can do all you want, but you know, you still need help from the boss.
And the president made his reference more specific to the delight of gathered supporters.
Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. They said, yes, you are. I said, no. They said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ.
George Bonzani reporting.
Well, a plan to get COVID-19 vaccinations into nursing homes free of charge.
No vaccine has yet been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, and the distribution program is contingent on that happening first. When that happens, trained staff from CVS and Walgreens will deliver the vaccines to each nursing home and administer shots. Assisted living facilities and residential group homes can also participate in the voluntary program. Nursing home staffers can be vaccinated, too, if they haven't gotten their shots already. John Scott reporting.
In Michigan, an appeals court blocking a 14-day extension to accept and count absentee ballots. Court says any changes must rest with the legislature, not with the courts. In Montana, a judge there blocking a three-land use plan that would have opened most U.S.-owned lands in the state to energy development. That ruling comes just 1 month after that same judge ousted the Trump administration's public lands boss for being in the post unlawfully. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
French officials are blasting an Islamist terrorist attack. More on that story from the BBC's Hugh Schofield.
Shortly after 5 o'clock this afternoon, outside a school in the suburb of Conflans-Sainte-Honorine, a history teacher was attacked by a man wielding a long knife. The attacker used the knife to cut off the teacher's head, then ran off. French media are all reporting that the teacher had recently shown his class one or some of the controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. This was in the context of a discussion about the trial currently underway in Paris of alleged associates in the murders in 2015 at the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, which had previously published their cartoons. Earlier this month, some Muslim parents complained to the school about the teacher's decision to use the cartoons in class.
BBC's Hugh Schofield. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A sad postscript to the death of Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs.
A federal grand jury in Fort Worth, Texas, indicted a former Los Angeles Angels employee on drug charges for allegedly providing Skaggs with the drugs that caused his overdose death. Eric Prescott Kay was charged with drug distribution and drug conspiracy in Skaggs' overdose death. The charges carry a maximum of a life sentence and 20 years in prison, respectively. Kay remained free on his own recognizance. Skaggs, 27, was found dead in his suburban Dallas hotel room on July 1, 2019, before the start of what was supposed to be a four-game series against the Texas Rangers. Keith Peters reporting.
Big changes coming. The staff of the Dallas Morning News voting to unionize could become the first newspaper in Texas to do so amid a recent wave of labor organizing at news outlets. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
9.9 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading Civic Auditorium.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Reading Civic Auditorium, Friday, October 23rd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
It wasn't Biden.
Yeah, I think that's probably very true. Very, very true. Like you'd be living in a shoebox in Skid Row in Los Angeles, California. Because, you know, a couple of issues. But, you know, things don't always go the way that maybe they should have. That was Hunter Biden, of course. He's a very wealthy man. He's been very successful professionally. Really hasn't had to lift a finger. Very convenient. which is, you know, fine. Hey, his father's a powerful senator. The great part is, of course, that when you're a Democrat, it's not a thing. Not a thing at all. You saw that they were trending yesterday on the Twitter. You couldn't read the New York Post stories about Hunter Biden. But the left started a trend. This is what they do, they're trendsetters. On Twitter, and in this trend, Eric Trump, son of the president, was the bad guy because he visited Ukraine. What was that, 1972 or something? I made up 1972. It was 1990-something. And they're trying to say, well, he went to Ukraine. And, every day is an IQ test. We're run by idiots. There are idiots everywhere, on the Twitter and the news media and practically everywhere, everywhere you go. More and more, I think people are getting dumber and dumber as a culture. I think it's public education. I really do. And that goes back to the Democrats as well. Well, good Friday to you. Happy Friday. And welcome, because it was a big night last night. You see all this stuff? I don't know if you saw all this stuff. I have this thing called a DVR. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. I think it's a digital video recorder. And I'm able to record multiple channels at the same time. So I was able to watch President Trump's town hall with Savannah Guthrie in real time, live time. And with a little bit of a delay, because I rewind to laugh at some of the stuff and take notes and things like that. And then after that was over, I was able to go to the magical DVR and watch the Lunch Bucket Joe Fluff Fest with tiny little George Stephanopoulos. And boy, it was night and day. It was like America and the Soviet Union. There was a lot of yelling. You know, the news media was very upset at the yelling after the last presidential debate. I don't know if you heard anything about that. They're very upset about the volume and interruptions and stuff. Well, Savannah Guthrie was shouting at the president for an hour, and also ABC gave Lunch Bucket Joe 2 hours, and they keep saying it's 90 minutes. But for another, they had about 93 minutes with Lunch Bucket Joe being fluffed by George Stephanopoulos. And they had Republicans, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, in the crowd. What was the score, Michael? 10-3, I think. Self-identifying as leaning Republican or leaning Trump. And then they asked questions about saving Roe versus Wade and things like that. I think the deck was very heavily stacked, of course. And then, yeah, George Stephanopoulos, of course, a Clinton administration official. And then on the other channel, you had Savannah Guthrie, and just to make it fair, her husband is a Clinton administration official, and a colleague of Joe Lockhart's, who is a frothy, crazy, anti-Trump lunatic, an erstwhile colleague of mine from long, long ago, and not doing very well psychologically, I think. And it is, it's crazy time out there. I'm telling you that the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, they are on a full-blown jihad to get their boy Lunch Bucket Joe elected. And there were no tough questions. There were no questions about Hunter Biden. There were no questions about Hunter Biden on either channel. And they're all over the news. And there were no questions about Twitter blocking the Hunter Biden stories, because our defenders of the First Amendment in the Fourth Estate are actually a fifth column and not a fourth estate at all. And Stephanopoulos is bought and paid for. I mean, come on, that's why ABC gave him the most powerful slot he's on for so many hours a week. And he's a representative of the Democratic Party, obviously. And Savannah Guthrie, you know, her husband, a Clinton administration official, Al Gore guy, and Clinton White House. And, you know, you got to establish your credentials before you get a good job in network news. And they certainly have. So it was, the deck was stacked all over the place. One was a shout fest. It was hostile. It was mean. It was nasty. It was everything that you don't want to talk about. The white supremacy again. They love this white supremacy thing, you know. I just want to say this to the Democrats. You know, all this talk of white supremacists, they're mostly peaceful. They're mostly peaceful, I got to say. And when you go back to when they were violent, that's all on you guys. That's all Democrats, hanging people from trees and standing in schoolhouse doors. Democrat, 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 Democrat. And Joe Biden used to work with and love all these racist segregationists. In fact, Joe Biden, you know, they didn't ask him about his racial jungle. He didn't want his kids to go to school in a racial jungle because he's racist. And they teed up, Stephanopoulos did, a little opportunity for Joe to swat down his support for the crime bill. And then today they're claiming that he was talking about a different crime bill. It's amazing, these Democrats, what they get away with. And so it was something to see. Now, there are a lot of things to get to having to do with the debates, or that, excuse me, they're not debates. Although President Trump, it has been observed, was really debating Savannah Guthrie, or Savannah Guthrie was at least debating President Trump. And she was all, every ounce the activist. She was not a journalist at all. She was an activist and a frothy Democrat Party representative. She was nasty and impolite and interrupted the president and shouted over him and said a bunch of crazy stuff. And they that's good. The news media applauded this. Our friends said, oh, this is exactly what we wanted from the Trump thing. And you turn the channel, and here's Stephanopoulos. I was saying to Michael and Victor this morning, the music for the Stephanopoulos-Biden show was classical music. And the music for the Savannah Guthrie-President Donald Trump show was punk rock. It was violently different than what you would have seen on ABC. And embarrassingly so, as an American who believes that our system of checks and balances is brilliant and that the ultimate check and balance is the fourth estate, which has become a fifth column. And I'm embarrassed for people that call themselves journalists. You have shame all over you today. But the thing is, most of them don't. They're fine with this because the culture, really the Democratic Party, has corrupted millions of people and has led you to believe that Twitter should censor news about Hunter Biden, and you just call it fake, and you know, here are the emails, oh it's fake, here are the videos of Hunter, it's fake, here's the body of evidence, and here are the stories from over the years backing everything up, here are the documents out of Ukraine, here are Ukrainian officials talking about it, here's Joe Biden on tape saying he is going to withhold $1 billion in aid guarantees, loan guarantees, if you don't fire the guy that's investing. Oh, well, the EU wanted him fired. Oh, yeah, okay, all right, that's good. Yeah, the EU's son didn't work for Burisma at the time in a no-show job, but that's okay. This is our fourth estate. And Snuffleupagus didn't bring up anything that might have been inconvenient for Joe Biden or the Democrats, anything at all. And Joe Biden unpacking the court, he said, well, he'll give you an answer before Election Day. Well, what is it, 15 or 20 million people have already voted. George Snuffleupagus of the Clinton White House didn't bring any of that up, didn't bring up Hunter Biden, didn't bring up Ukraine, didn't bring up China, didn't bring up Russia, didn't bring up the New York Post stories, didn't bring up Twitter blocking them, didn't bring up Facebook blocking them, didn't bring up any of that because it's good to be a Democrat. You are fluffed by professionals, and George Stephanopoulos is a professional fluffer. And on the court packing, oh, I'll let you know, I'll give you an answer before Election Day. Well, you might say, well, gosh, you said earlier today, Mr. Vice President, the election is ongoing. So many votes in the confirmation hearing for Judge Barrett. You kept saying that the election is already underway, and you can't have this confirmation hearing while the election is already underway. So, Democrats and Vice President Biden, you can't have it both ways. But that didn't happen because George Stephanopoulos is the designated fluffer, and he brought chapstick and one of those pads for the floor, and that's it. That's it. And George, what's his name? Lunchbucket Joe Biden. He said he'll let you know, and it depends on how they handle things. That's it. It depends on how he's talking about the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. We already know that. It's a fait accompli. It's a foregone conclusion. The hearings are over with. They have the votes. The Democrats should be voting for her, too, but they won't because of the partisan hackery of all of this. And also, there was some fun last night. My best girl was the first one to point it out in our household, and that is the nice lady sitting behind President Trump, who was nodding in agreement with the president quite regularly, quite frequently. And then you saw there was another woman over his other shoulder who later on in the broadcast started nodding in agreement with the president, too. Of course, they didn't get the microphone. They didn't get any questions. And the nice lady over the screen right over the president's shoulder, over his left shoulder, an African-American woman looked very nice, very well put together, and she was very nicely dressed and nice hair, lovely. And she was nodding in agreement with the president, and this started a rage from the lefties on Twitter, of course, because they're nothing if not unhinged all the time, and they're furious. They're constantly outraged and furious. It's the outrage machine. from the Democrat Party. If you're not outraged, you're not a Democrat. And that's kind of the everyday rule. You have to be furious about everything all the time. That's where the party wants you. That's how they're going to get your vote. Because when they win, you're not going to be furious anymore. But that's a lie, of course. They're going to continue to try to make you furious about everything. But they've, on the Twitter, they've started a war against this lovely woman who was back there minding her own business, being an American citizen. How she got there, nobody knows, but they didn't give her the microphone again. So they must have found out she's an African-American supporter of President Trump and had to make sure that she doesn't get any airtime except in the background. And then she blew that for them by nodding in agreement, and that has really upset a lot of Democrats. And, in fact, there's this guy named Sean Davis, who is a federal government employee and a member of this, what do they call it, the Lincoln Cabal, the anti-Trump pseudo-Republicans who have all these really nasty ads. Where'd they get the money, I wonder? All these nasty ads. And this guy, Sean Davis, he tweeted, white federal employee, well, he's a white federal employee, I apologize, white federal employee, calls for a doxing of black private citizen for the crime of nodding during Trump answers. This, I apologize, is Sean Davis tweeting this out. And it is it's a great moment because these people, they're anti-democratic. They're undemocratic. They're anti-Bill of Rights. They're un-American. They are not free speech people. They don't believe in anybody's right to freely practice their religion. They're arresting the Jews in New York, you know, the Democrats are, because they dared to violate the edicts of the Democrats there and meet with people in public. How dare they? This is really something. But I'm going to get to lots and lots of stuff having to do with that. And in the meantime, I've got, you know, there was a near revolution at NBC and at MSNBC, which is NBC and it is NBC News, from Rachel Maddow and that cackling loon, the Joker, Joe Biden's running mate. Absolutely crazy stuff. Executive producer of Lawrence O'Donnell Show. They're all condemning NBC for even allowing President Trump the airtime. And then Savannah Guthrie, I don't know if you saw it, she looked like she hadn't slept in days. She like, looked like she had no makeup. She doesn't know where her shampoo is. She looked like she rolled out of the trunk of a car when this thing started. We were kind of laughing a little that she looked terrified when the thing before the Q&A started. Then she started attacking. She had a stack of cue cards, and she started the attack. And the attack was that people say, oh, the first 20 minutes. BS, it was constant throughout the hour. It was a constant attack on the president, railing against him. And that's what she had to do to try to save her job, because she found herself in the unenviable position of having to be the front person for NBC when NBC was NBC employees, NBC News, NBC Television, more than 100 actors on NBC Network, all condemning the network for daring to give this awful person airtime. He's the president of the United States. By the way, he did very, very well, the president did. He came off very well, I think, and he was very presidential and calm, cool, and collected under a withering assault. I didn't know Savannah had it in her. I guess when you put the fear of Satan into her, which is what the left, they put the fear of God into him, and she really lashed out. I don't know who wrote her questions for her, but it was the party, long story short. And when she went home, there she is with her Clinton administration official husband, the Al Gore husband, and Joe Lockhart's business partner. This is a very corrupt system we have here, an extremely corrupt system. And they're hoping that they're going to seize all the power in the country in November. They're depending on you. Also, Steve Scully of C-SPAN, big update there, suspended indefinitely because he was lying, got caught lying all over the place. So much good stuff to get to. And the Hunter Biden stuff is big. Even though George Stephanopoulos and Savannah Guthrie corruptly buried the biggest story of the week because they're really Democrats and not journalists at all. But I've got it for you, so stay right there.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Fox.
Fall is here, so now's your chance to start up something new and delicious. Let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your door, contact-free. Choose from more than 22 chef-curated recipes every week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping with HelloFresh. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh features recyclable packaging and pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on food waste by at least 25%. And you're not just cutting your carbon footprint, you're saving 40% compared with shopping at your local grocery store. Plus, more servings means more savings. So now you can order larger HelloFresh boxes for an even better value. Go to HelloFresh.com and use the code PLANT to get $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's the code PLANT for $80 in savings at HelloFresh.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, better water, better food. Here's Gary in Chicago.
Hey Culligan, my water smells like a swimming pool, and my hot dog tastes like one.
Sounds like your water comes with a little chlorine.
Chlorine!
You know, you could get a great for cooking water, delicious for drinking water Culligan reverse osmosis system.
Yeah, I'll take one of those and 2-3 more hot dogs.
No can do on the dogs, Gary, but one Culligan reverse osmosis system already on the way. Get started for as little as $10 a month for 6 months at participating Culligan dealers.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Donald Trump never speaks softly. He speaks boldly, as the voice for the voiceless, defending the unborn, the strongest pro-life president in history. He speaks forcefully, protecting the persecuted here and around the world, and for our right to freely practice our faith. He speaks unapologetically, nominating a historic number of judges who will defend our God-given constitutional rights. Joe Biden and the radical left want to continue the Obama-Biden policies that forced immoral values in our homes and schools and support abortion up until the moment of birth. They've attacked President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett for her faith. And Biden wants to rig the Supreme Court, taking away our constitutional rights. Donald Trump speaks for us, boldly leading the way. He's never let us down and never will.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald Trump for President, Inc.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931.
800-516-9931.
So many funny things to get to about last night's festivities and audio, and Hunter Biden coming up in this hour. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Keith calling from Vienna, Virginia. Keith, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Yeah, I guess the comment I wanted to make is I am just totally mystified and stumped by how these Republicans or even Trump, what are they, sacrificial lambs? Why do they constantly go into these stupid town halls or debates, which are obviously designed to basically just rip them to shreds? I mean, it's like battered conservative syndrome. I mean, tell them to stick it. No, we're not showing up. I mean, I have an average IQ. I'm not brilliant. The minute they mentioned some Guthrie, I mean, well, you knew right off the bat she was going to go after it. She's a freaking leftist nutcase. What is wrong with the Republicans, and why do they do this again and again? Why don't they just tell them to stick it?
Well, what are their – I agree with you on many levels. Now, what are their options?
Don't do it. We don't need it.
Then Joe Biden gets his two-hour town hall where he takes questions for 90 minutes, and then the camera adores him for another 30 minutes.
What difference does it make? You're going to do that anyway.
Well, I know, but then you have
buffers, as you like to say. They're not. It doesn't make any difference. The Republicans, it could be Mother Teresa. Doesn't make any difference. They're still going to fluff Joe Biden, whether the Republicans do something or not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. You know, look, we tried Mitt Romney, right? We tried Mr. Polite Mormon, gosh, isn't he nice? Isn't that wonderful? And they rip him to shreds. And, you know, then we had to send President Trump in because we had to send somebody in with a club in one hand and brass knuckles on the other hand to take on this corrupt machine. Keith, that's the corrupt machine. That's the battle space. That is the
I've been listening to Mark Levin all the time, and he basically says the same thing. Tell them to stick it. We'll organize our own debates. And if they don't agree to it, who needs it? There's nothing useful about it at all to our cause.
Yeah, look, we've been talking about it here, too, and not allowing these fake journalists like Steve Scully, now disgraced former journalist, revealed as a liar and a fraudster. And that's C-SPAN. I mean, that's as up the middle as you're going to get. And even
he's a former intern for Joe Biden. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, I know. I know. This is the landscape. You know, do the American people see it? Do voters see it? Do people see the corruption of the Fourth Estate? I think so. And I think if you're a Democrat, you don't care because they've corrupted you, too. They want you to be corrupt, and you are. You know, look, Democrats want Twitter to censor free speech. They want colleges to censor free speech. Mm-hmm. They want Facebook to censor free speech.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's serviced. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo recently threatened to shut down houses of worship, specifically Jewish synagogues, if COVID-19 restrictions aren't followed. At a press conference, Cuomo actually stated, quote, "We know religious institutions have been a problem," end quote.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Okay, well, Hunter Biden, boy, it's good to be a Democrat. You just get away with murder. I assume Hunter Biden was watching last night with his current wife or a hooker or something, and maybe smoking crack, maybe not. But he walked into it knowing with a certain degree of certitude that the subject would not come up because Stephanopoulos and also the Biden camp probably negotiated, set it up with ABC News, what would be covered and what wouldn't. It seemed that a couple of topics he was very well prepared for. He likes cards in his pocket. Sometimes they're actually there when he reaches for them, too. But it looked like he was prepared in advance for a couple of topics and the approach that they took to a couple of topics, to be sure. Again, there was a nice lady who was sitting behind President Trump on the stage last night, over his left shoulder, screen right, African-American woman, very well put together, nodding in agreement, mask on, even though social distancing and all this stuff was being observed. But still, you got to have the mask and the social distancing. Don't talk to anybody. Don't look at anybody. were walking around Washington, D.C. yesterday with my best girl getting in a few miles, and a woman barked at me, "Wear your mask!" And I was like, you know, lady, stay away from me while you walk right up to me to yell, wear your mask. Take your pills, okay? But the nice lady sitting behind President Trump, African-American, because that's the only thing Democrats care about, they want to lynch her now. They've got the they've got the lynch mob out for this nice lady. There is a creep who is, believe it or not, a professor of national security affairs at the U.S. Naval War College, and he should be fired today. You know, he should be canceled, just using your own rules, lefty boys. And this this creep named Thomas M. Nichols, Tom Nichols, Ph.D., he's got a Ph.D., spent a lot of time on campus. We should check with all the women that he spent time with on campus. And women, we really should look into his background here. But Tom Nichols of the U.S. Naval War College, disgracefully, tweeted, "Journalists, comma, if you don't find out who that woman is nodding behind Trump at an undecided voter town hall, well, you misunderstand everything, Tom. You're obviously a liberal, and you don't, it wasn't an undecided town hall. Not everybody was undecided. That wasn't even the theme of the evening. So you don't understand what you're watching. Well, they were pretending that this person's leaning Biden and this person's leaning. Almost everybody's leaning Biden. And the ones that were leaning Trump are actually leaning Biden. But I guess maybe that's the game he's playing, leaning. Yeah, they're undecided. BS that they were undecided. It was a crock. There were even the one, oh, here's a Republican who voted for Hillary last time and wants to ask you about saving Roe v. Wade. Oh, okay, that was the Republican question. So here is Tom from the, Tom Nichols, Thomas Nichols from the Naval War College. "Journalists, if you don't find out who that woman is nodding behind Trump at an undecided voter town hall, then I don't know what you're getting paid for." Well, I think I know what you're getting paid for, Tom, and I don't think you should be getting paid for it. You're a disgrace to everything. In his bio, it says he's a cat guy. That's mildly amusing. All right, there is he's a cat guy. But this is it. They want to lynch. They wanted to dox the woman because the woman appeared to not agree with Tom Nichols at the U.S. Naval War College, a professor there, a Ph.D., and since she apparently, based on visual cues, doesn't agree with Tom Nichols, Tom wants her life endangered. And he wants the news media to name her so that the left can threaten her life. Like they have this guy in Delaware with the computer restore, the computer repair store. And also, did you know, according to Rudy Giuliani, the Biden campaign, when they found out about the New York Post story, the first thing they did is they had a lawyer call the computer repair guy in Delaware and demand the hard drive be returned, which would seem to indicate that they understand that it is Hunter Biden's, and that would kind of confirm that this is Hunter Biden's video, which it obviously is, and Hunter Biden's emails, which they obviously are, and still Snuffleupagus didn't bring it up, and Savannah Guthrie with her Clinton administration official husband at home didn't bring it up either. Her Joe Lockhart business partner husband at home didn't bring it up either. Isn't it fantastic? Gosh, it's great to be a Democrat. Just wonderful. So we know that the New York Post came out with two stories over the last 2 days. Wednesday with the first story about Ukraine, where the emails show that the number three man executive at Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company based in Kiev, which was paying Hunter Biden many tens of thousands of dollars every month for a no-show job. And Joe Biden got the prosecutor in Ukraine that was investigating Burisma fired while there was a quid pro quo, remember quid pro quo, while threatening to withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees. It's all okay with ABC and NBC and the New York Times and the Washington Post, but pay no attention to that. The documents, the emails make it clear that Joe Biden met with this executive, even though he denied ever meeting with anyone from and denies knowing anything about his son's business. And now they're afraid that pictures are going to show up. So their denials are kind of non-denial denials. And George Stephanopoulos, being a dutiful Democrat Party apparatchik and not a journalist, stayed entirely away from the subject, didn't bring it up. It could be sensitive to the party, and George knows where his bread is buttered. So he didn't bring it up. Then yesterday, another New York Post story, founded in 1801 by Alexander Hamilton, longest continuously producing a daily newspaper in the United States of America, one of the biggest circulations in the United States of America, too, thanks to Al Gore's amazing internet, peace be upon him. And big stories and emails, and then Twitter blocks access to the story, which is unprecedented, as they like to say, a trampling of First Amendment rights and of the freedom of the press. And gosh, the press didn't bring it up. That's pretty extraordinary. That's striking. And we should all be dazzled by that or horrified by it. That Snuffleupagus is a supporter of trampling free press and trampling free speech. In fact, he engaged in it last night. He participated in that trampling and actively engaged in a cover-up of a story of family corruption that that is out now, and they just pretend it's not. They're whistling past their own graveyard. But they've dug themselves so many graves at this point with Russian collusion and Ukraine phone call and hookers jumping on beds and peeing and the Hillary Clinton's opposition research masquerading as legitimate intelligence, and their secret source is ketchup and mayonnaise. Their secret source is Adam Schiff list. I'm sorry, that secret sauce as Adam Schiff, and they knew that he's a pathological liar and he lied to them, and they know it now, and they're going to hire him when he leaves Congress because they like the cut of his jib. They lie like that too. There's a terrible pathology that has infected the Democratic Party, and that means the American media as well. And it's an extraordinary thing. It's an extraordinary time. It most certainly is. And what did he not ask him about? A long list of things he didn't ask him about, anything that might be uncomfortable or inconvenient. And hilariously, the Washington Post has their front page story with pictures of President Trump and of Joe Biden, and it's naturally a much more favorable picture of Joe Biden because that's who they're voting for. And the headline is every one of them. And the headline is contrasts sharp in dueling TV town halls. Defiant Trump, relaxed Biden. Diverge from afar. Well, Biden is relaxed because he's getting a foot massage and a back rub and a happy ending from old George Stephanopoulos over here. He's performing an act of journalistic gratification upon Joe Biden. And then you turn the channel, there's perfect symmetry in its own corrupt way that Snuffleupagus is a Clinton administration official, and not to be outdone, Savannah Guthrie is the wife of a Clinton administration official. That's it. And the Washington Post typed on behalf of their party and their candidate Joe Biden, Democrat Party and Joe Biden, Michael Shearer, Jenna Johnson. Doesn't she work in the San Fernando Valley doing small films? And Josh Dawsey, these are the three typists, the girls from the DNC steno pool, typing up the press release. And they typed, the soft-spoken Biden leaned back in a white chair, relaxed and conversational, as he hit upon notes of optimism and uplift. Wow. That was really better in its original North Korean, but there it is, little paraphrase of an old line. Trump's appearance was heated and at times abrasive. Well, that, gosh, I wonder why that was. Did you guys watch, or you just get the press release from the campaign? With the candidate leaning forward as he defended his record and challenged the motivations of moderator Savannah Guthrie. You're going to talk about her husband being a Clinton administration official and Al Gore's chief guy? No, they're not going to talk about that. So that's it. Well, now, can you explain that, you Shearer and Jenna Johnson from the porn store and Josh Dawsey? Can you explain the difference in one relaxed and one defiant? It wasn't defiant, constantly on the defensive, while Joe Biden was constantly on the fluff. So that's your Washington Post take on it. Now let's go to a couple of audio actualities. Great stuff from the Democrats, you know. Joe Biden at the CNN debate. Where we go? Soundbite number three, I guess. Let's go to soundbite number three. That's from one of the Democrat debates where Joe Biden said his son, Hunter, did nothing wrong. But it did come up at one of the previous debates.
Look, my son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. I carried out the policy of the United States government.
While your son was
rooting out corruption in Ukraine.
Rooting out corruption.
And that's what we should be focusing on.
Yeah, that he tells them what they should. And you know what they did? They said, yes, that's what we should be focusing on. These are not the droids you're looking for. And Joe Biden, he never knew anything about his son's business.
Hunter said the only thing you said to him was, quote, I hope you know what you're doing.
That's exactly right. He's a grown man. What I meant that is, I hope you thought this through. I hope you know exactly what you're doing here.
Meaning what?
That's all I meant. Nothing more than that, because I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters, and I've never discussed them, because they know where I have to do my job, and that's it, and they have to make their own judgments.
Yeah, he says, Jill, don't ask me about my business. This is Michael Corleone to Kay and The Godfather. Don't ask me about my business. And just this one time, okay, just this one time. Did you kill Fredo? No. That's what's going on here. It's organized crime. President Trump at many of his rallies, but his rally, night before last, mocked the Hunter Biden corruption.
But Joe Biden was in charge of Ukraine policy while his son, with absolutely no energy experience, just got thrown out of the Navy like a dog, was paid massive sums of money by a Ukrainian energy company. You know what that's called? It's called a payoff, folks.
Yeah, pretty simple. So Twitter was prohibiting people from sharing the New York Post story yesterday, but trending on Twitter was Eric Trump is corrupt because he went to Ukraine sometime in the 90s when his father wasn't president and didn't get a job. Like that sequel. Brett Tolman is a former federal prosecutor. He was on the Fox News Channel at 5:15 a.m. this morning. I was watching, talking about all the evidence that has emerged from these documents, the hard drive in Delaware, and the stories in the New York Post, and what it means legally.
You remember when Vice President Biden said, you know the thing? Well, as a prosecutor, any federal prosecutor looking at the emails that are being uncovered, we know what the thing is. The thing is called corruption. I mean, this is not just circumstantial evidence. Previously, the vice president was able to, you know, plausibly deny that he had any knowledge about what his son was doing or any conversations. But these emails are direct evidence, not circumstantial, that there was communication, that there was access, that it was being sold and it was being peddled by his son, Hunter Biden. I mean, these are the kinds of things you present to a grand jury when you want to present an indictment.
And George Stephanopoulos didn't bring it up, and Savannah Guthrie didn't bring it up, and Twitter is blocking the story, and Facebook is blocking the story, and the news media doesn't defend the free press, and they don't defend free speech. They don't defend the truth. They protect their party. They're not in the news business. They're TV people, and they're Democrats. Brett Tolman, again, talking about once they discovered the stories, once the stories were made public, how did they react?
When a target of an investigation is confronted with evidence they don't think the government is aware of or is out there or is public, this is the reaction you get. You get a deer in the headlights, a pause, a panic, responses that are not well thought through. This is what's happening in the Biden camp right now, because these emails do not just allege that there was, you know, a one-time instance, but you have to combine it with the text messages that have been uncovered between Hunter and his sister that seem to outline a long-standing, perhaps even 30-plus years of corruption where Hunter Biden brings in money, conveys access or other privileges that would not be available without payment, and then funnels that money to his father.
Now, why would that be a problem? Why would that come up at a town hall over the course of 90 minutes? Why would any of that? Brett Tolman, former federal prosecutor, this is the kind of direct evidence you bring to a grand jury. This isn't circumstantial. This isn't ambiguous. They're not denying that the hard drive and the computer belonged to Hunter and that he dropped them off and was too messed up to remember and never went back and got them. And also, you know, what's it worth? A couple $1,000 and you just leave it there, the iPad or laptop and the hard drive. No problem. Have you seen the numbers on the people at Twitter donating to Democrats versus donating to Republicans? And a lot more on that coming up. Hunter Biden is a crook. Joe Biden is a crook. And the news media is even more corrupt than the Biden family.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
According to the Social Security Administration, there are over 9,000 combinations for how you can take Social Security. Choose wrong and you could leave thousands on the table. Hi, I'm Ken Murray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. Social Security can be very complex. You can receive a free Social Security consultation. We'll help you choose the option and build a plan to help your money last as long as you do.
Call for your free consultation now. 800-375-1159. 800-375-1159.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big. Staples. Ends 10/17. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
Today on Hey Culligan, the best things in life are free. Water tests. Let's go to Candace.
Hey Culligan, how do I learn more about my water?
Candace, let me just test the waters here.
Okay.
Literally test your water.
Oh.
For free.
Free?
Free, Candace. In-home water tests for free. So you know more about your water and how to make it better with Culligan water. And Candace.
Yeah?
We're already on the way.
Oh, good.
Get started for as little as $10 a month for 6 months at participating Culligan dealers.
When the coronavirus struck your community, what if you had no soap, masks, food, medical care? This is the reality for the world's most vulnerable people. But there's hope. Children International is helping provide children and families in poverty with the critical essentials they need to survive. Things like food assistance, hygiene education, medical help, and financial aid. To learn how you can help, go to children.org/help today.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, compassion. This year, it just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. In a year with fewer red kettles, your $25 monthly donation helps rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong strong insurers.
Call A. Hendricks, 715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
You know, our friend Dan Bongino, who yesterday learned that he does have cancer and will be undergoing treatment, tumor removed, biopsy back, yes, cancer. But he's back at work right away because he's sturdy and steady. He's also a former federal law enforcement official with the United States Secret Service and a former member of the New York Police Department. Dan Bongino was on the television this morning and talking about the revelations having to do with Hunter Biden. And as a former federal agent, he thought, you know, maybe this is something that should have come up with Stephanopoulos and Joe Biden last night, or maybe even with Savannah and President Trump last night. Dan Bongino.
If these emails are in fact authenticated and you are accurate, they have not denied the authenticity of the emails. They haven't confirmed, but they haven't denied them either. Joe Biden has to step out of this race. He has to. I mean, this is an unbelievable and off-the-charts national security risk if these emails are authenticated. Jillian, if he does not step out and the Republicans get a majority or have the votes, even with some Democrats, he'll have to be impeached immediately upon swearing in. I know that may sound really wild to some folks, but think about what we're talking about if these emails are authenticated.
Former federal prosecutor Brett Tolman, former federal agent Dan Bongino, he wasn't done yet.
We have information on his son that we know the Chinese Communist Party has, and here's the dangerous part. We don't know what else they have. This is a serious blackmail risk for the president of the United States. I don't have any easy way to describe it. And believe me, it gives me no joy in saying that. I'll tell you why. This is not a partisan statement. I think Biden's a weak candidate. I think President Trump's going to win. I think it would throw the election in turmoil. But you cannot have a president of the United States in office with this kind of material out there and other material out there we don't even know about by one of our enemies as a country that's a nuclear power. You can't have it.
You can see why George Stephanopoulos of the Clinton White House didn't bring it up last night, because according to federal prosecutors and federal law enforcement agents, United States Secret Service, Treasury Department, Dan Bongino, NYPD, Dan Bongino, it's got crimes written all over it. And these emails came out. The media in cahoots with the party, capital T, capital P, they're burying the story. They're spiking the story. They're engaged in an active cover-up for their candidate.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.